Blog Talk Radio.
Music for start to the show. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, our first time back here on Soul Stream in quite some time. I spent the last couple of weeks out on the road out in Arizona, and mainly northern Arizona, touring around. Did one radio show talking to my friend Kathy. I wonder where she is. I wonder where Kathy is. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I actually did a neat little show just right on the side, on the streets of Sedona. Spent an hour on that show. It was really nice. I mean, the weather was great. It was some of the last nice days of summer. I snuck in there and just before the cold weather started hitting the north part of Arizona, and then got out of there before the rains. The rain chased me all the way home, but it's good to be home. I had a couple of bad days with my back from that 12-hour drive home, but boy, let me tell you, Arizona is just a special place, and I can't wait to hook up with you and Karen and everybody there again for our cross-country tour for next year. And,
I know, I'm so excited.
Me too. I mean, I'm just that, you know, there's so much, you know, that I've got 15 gigabytes of evidence from this latest case. So I'm just madly going through all the audio and video. Did a lot more video than I've ever done before. So I'm going to be patching that together. So you guys will see videos very soon of me in front of Bell Rock and some of the different places I visited. But, yeah, we're going to be doing much more together as a group on the tour across. And, you know, investigating the Shanley. We'll be over at I'm being approached about possibly doing something over at, Waverly on the way. And a good friend of mine, Renee, is moving out that way. So she's got some contacts. So I'm just, you know, we're kind of crossing my fingers there. Some other news. I got an interesting letter from A&E Television, basically about some of the possible cases that we've done and our ghost stories. So I just sent them some possible material, and who knows what will happen. You know, it could be turn to nothing. It could be that we get something good out of it. But so I shared some stories about our haunts here on the ranch, and we'll see what we get, you know. So cool. Who knows? I might end up on TV talking about our haunts. But let's see. You want to call out some of the folks that are here tonight, and I'll step back a minute.
Oh, sure. We have a new one, Butterfly Breeze. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Our Dan Adams. Adam is also our Daniel Adam, and we just love our Dan. Used to be disgruntled. He's not disgruntled anymore. And our Deb SX. I don't know what the X is for. We do, don't we? But we're not going to say. And we also have our beautiful Dom out there in Arizona, Domenico Morey, was also my co-host, as well as John. She's a co-host whenever she feels like it. And our John is on every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is his show. So I'm his co-host here, and he's my co-host there. And our Fire Witch Joy, it's so good to see her come back. And our Ghost Radio, don't know who that is, but I'm liking what he writes in the chat room.
But he's a real friendly fella.
He's a friendly fella. And our Karen's Dream out there in Arizona as well. We just love our Karen. And also Mother Jerry. And we love our Mother Jerry, too. She's just a beautiful lady. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and to all, and to our guest for 873, you are from France. And to all of our lurkers out there. I got to do that. That's just sort of a kind of a tradition here at GRI. But yeah, you know, that whole expedition was great. And Dominica, you know, I mean, she welcomed me into her home, and she's got the most organic home ever. You go in there, and her food is growing all around the place, and you go through this magical kind of gate, and you know, it's just you walk into the house, and it is so full of her personality. And she does have spirits that roam around the house. Definitely some interesting stuff. A very haunted vortex-like kitchen, and a most interesting bedding arrangement with the bed is in the dining room. I slept is in the dining room. It's a very comfortable bed. And the thing is you fall asleep really easy in her place. So she took good care of me when I was there. And we went out and hunted a lot of interesting places, and her friend Sandra, who is just a sweetheart, and so we did that and had a great time. But Arizona, there's just so much to it. It's a state you have to visit in multiple stages to really appreciate it, because it's just so big, and you would tend to think it's all desert, but it's not. It's a little bit of the Sierra foothills, a little bit of the Sierra Nevada mountains. You know, a little bit of desert country from, you know, anywhere in the world, and then temperate regions too. You know, real similar to my place here, where we're kind of in between. So there's just so much there, and there's so much history, and definitely a lot of haunts. And on top of that, you throw in the vortexes and the other metaphysical qualities of the place, and it's just one of the more special places on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. So. Part of the trip was just to decide where I'm going to live in the state when I move there, because I've already made my mind up about that. But wow, what a neat place, and what a neat trip it was. And so in February, I am going to jump on a Southwest plane and head down there and tool around in Phoenix, very likely, meet up with you know, Karen and Elizabeth Rose, and kind of just, you know, tool around for about 3-4 days maybe and see some stuff. And
cool.
Do some investigations around there. So we'll just do that as a quick getaway. And then in April, we go back down again and meet in that same area, and I'll be taking the big truck with the trailer and hook up with you. And then we head out on our big expedition, and we're going to be driving like crazy to get to the East Coast. So I can't wait to do that. I've always wanted to travel across the whole continent and see it with my own eyes. And it's something that actually very few members of my family have ever done. So I'll be kind of following in the footsteps of my, four generations ago who did it, and kind of get a feel for it. Of course, they did it on wagons, so a little bit different. Yeah, but it's an interesting time here right now. I mean, we got a lot of evidence from the year to go through, and so I'm going to put GRI in kind of a holding mode after probably about middle of November. We'll kind of pull back on the cases for about 6 weeks, and we'll finish up all our evidence and go through that. But we are going to be at Preston Castle. Coming up, me and Spencer Hughes are going in there October 15th or 16th, I think, and it'll be on a weekend. And we are going to a place in near Roseville, California. We were postponed from last week, and we may get in this Wednesday to go in for several hours, and we'll probably have some news photographers coming in with us. And I'm a little not used to that. You know, usually it's just we're a pretty quiet group. We don't go in and try to draw a lot of attention to ourselves, but this place is pretty interesting. There's a story about a heart-shaped break in this glass. It was a drinking shot glass that had a heart, perfect heart, carved into it. When a spirit grabbed the glass and then literally broke it in place, and this bartender actually witnessed the thing, and they've still got the glass. So we're going to take a lot of photographs of it and try to explain how that could possibly happen. And not only that, there's been a lot of shadows, apparitions, various phenomena in this building that are, it's from about 1840, 1850 this building was built. So we're going to be hitting that. And and then the Navy investigation in November. We're going to be doing the Amir Island Naval Hospital that's been decommissioned, and it's going to be the largest building we've ever done. It's absolutely huge. So we're bringing in our own power. I'm bringing the generators in, and we're going to be sleeping in this place and then taking it in shifts, and we might be able to do two whole days in there. So it's going to be that's going to be a long one. But I think Karen will be up for that. We're trying to get the dates locked down, but Spence's wife is getting operated on, and it's just kind of crazy right now, so we're waiting to see how that's all going to work out. But anyway, what are you doing, Miss Kathy? What's going on in your world right now?
Well, nothing much. Having Nick come on and tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, and because tomorrow is 10-10-10, it's something everybody is dwelling on, and but he's going to be reading a channel message from Raziel tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you guys are doing a whole slew of shows on that. I keep seeing the topic. I'm trying to remember it about the future, something about the future.
Signs of the end times.
Yeah, and I mean, is that what Raziel's talking about quite a bit?
Raziel. I don't know, but he hasn't come through in a long time. But for some reason, he wants to come through and leave a message. Evidently, it's getting close to the end times for him to come through. I don't know what it's going to be about. I don't even think Nick knows until it's done.
Okay, well, we'll listen into that. And in the meantime, I'm just going to keep going. To heck with the end times. I'm just going to get out there and investigate. I'm too busy. I mean, when things are kind of going to hell in a handbasket, I'll be out there with my recorder going, oh, come on, tell me some more. Let's do some investigations out there. Wait, there's not, I don't have time for this. We got other things to do. So,
it's becoming a lot easier to get recordings of spirits and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, there's been, out on the trip, we had so many of the interesting phenomena. I had those experiences up on Bell Rock and in the Cathedral area, and I've already done some of the audio analysis, and we got some excellent recordings to share. So that's in the coming week, I'll actually have stuff to share on the on our next Thursday shows, and I'll play a little bit for you from here, and then also on my the next version of Soulstream. So that's in the works. But and you know, and then we just had that interesting reading the other night. I wasn't sure I was going to do very well, and I had that hit. I've been having a really good time with the mediumship stuff. It's been crazy since I got back, you know. And so things like that. That what was that reading I did? I'm trying to remember. It was on your show. I dialed in, and there was that, the name that I picked up. Tom.
Well, you had
Tom or
Frank. You had Frank.
Yeah, and then I had Frank, but I had that Tom or Thomas one, and that gal just about lost it, you know, because she had the boyfriend thing going on. So it was good.
I think her name was Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy. That's exactly right. Yeah, and she, mm-hmm. she and then there was, Mr. Frank had his stuff going on there. But I saw that one of the folks was asking where we were going on the East Coast. And we're going to be heading to, Rolling Hills and the Shanty. And then any other interesting paranormal place that we can possibly land on and hit. So we got plenty of time to get that all worked out. But we're also going to be doing, based on some equipment builds that we're doing at the moment, we're going to be planning in the summertime our own, we're going to get a boat and go out to a haunted underwater location. And we're going to be picking a freshwater place. I don't particularly care to do the ocean right now. But we're going to pick something with very specific requirements. And I'm building a hydrophone and the equipment to do that. And I'll be actually one of the two divers going down. And we'll be attempting our own first ever for us underwater EVP investigation and taking underwater camera gear and seeing what we get. So we'll give that a shot. I mean, that, and then we'll be doing a little bit of work with down in a haunted mine. And so we're picking our locations right now. We're just starting the whole process of getting that rolling. And it takes that amount of time to set something up like these two things. So they're going to be kind of the cherry on top of the cake for everything we do for 2011. It's going to be very busy for us, and we got a lot on our plate. And who knows, maybe that A&E thing will kind of take off too, and you'll go forward. But tonight, you know, what we've got is I'm not going to do too much mediumship tonight because I'm a little bit worn out from the yard work I did today. But I can do some EVP, on-air EVP, if any of you guys want to dial in. And the number is 646-478-0377. Otherwise, you're just going to listen to us talk, and we're going to do also some maybe some psychometry. So we'll get back into our old games and the stuff we like to do here. And Ghost Radio is sitting there. Ghost Radio, you're really friendly. if you've got
it's
a,
Alan.
If you've got,
it's Alan.
Oh, it's Alan? Oh, it's Alan.
It's Alan.
Okay. Yeah, it's Alan. God, I didn't realize who it was.
I didn't either.
Let me pull up the profile here. He's with Ghost Hunters Incorporated, and they do some neat stuff. They're a very experienced and very old organization. They've been around a long time. And I've been on their shows, and they've done all kinds of stuff with them. And Scott Wise is one of their up-and-comers, and he's always on and doing things. And he's into beer. And I picked that up about him psychically when I was doing something, and then I found out later, you know, and it was like, oh, he is into beer. So that was pretty good. But anyway, we're going to be – let me get that back here. Nobody dialed in yet, but let me see. I'll tell you what. Why don't we do some psychometry here tonight? And I've actually got some objects all picked out because I knew that we were going to have a kind of a different start here. But I am holding something in my hand that is very unique. It's very historical. But we're going to work on the color first. So we are going to do a test of psychometry. Now, for those of you that do not know what psychometry is, psychometry is the ability to basically hold an object and then sense things about its past and history. Now, in this case, since you guys are all spread all over the countryside from me here, I'm just going to basically hold this thing, and I'm going to ask you to pick the color for me and throw out. And you've got about 2 minutes here, And then what we'll do is have you guys guess, and then I'll tell you who got it. And hopefully we'll do it like we always do in under 2 or 3 minutes. So if everybody, Kathy, if you want to take the first guess, you can shout that out to me here on voice, since you're the only person talking with me.
Black.
Oh, God, no. No, not even close. Well, Dominica hit it right on the money. It is gold. It's actually gold. So right off the bat, we already got that squared away. So that proves that we're doing good. Yeah. Oh, Ms. Ghost is here. Hi. How are you? I'm going to have you on. I'm going to put a message out to you because we got to get you on. But yeah, it's gold. And speaking of that, let's take the next step with it. What's the shape? It's going to be a classical shape. It's not going to be complex. It's not going to be like a tetrahedron or anything like that. Just give me a standard shape, and let's go with shapes now. So, you know,
triangle.
Kathy, you can shout it out, and to everybody else, just type it in.
Triangle.
Okay, you said triangle. Keep going, mm-hmm. guys, here. What else? Oh, Dominica's on a tear. Okay, it's round. All right, so it's gold and it's round. Now I want you to tell me, so Dom is winning. Karen picked an egg. Yeah, you're hungry. Anyway, let's see. What I'd like you to do now is, since it's we now know it's round and it's gold, tell me what it is. And you can just give me, so what is this thing? What is it? What is the object I'm holding? And you guys can, you got 1 minute here. I'll give you about a minute.
A compass.
A what?
A compass.
Oh, no, not a compass. Okay, we got a pocket watch. We got a compass. These are good guesses, but not quite. Dom is, I won't say a button. Why don't we try a little more? Keep going, guys. Let's see what we get. Paperweight. It could be used as a paperweight, but if it was an incredibly light paperweight. I'll say that much. I'll give you a clue. It would have to be a small piece of paper. It's about the size of a tiddlywink.
Is it?
It's about the size of a tiddlywink, and it has an actual figure on it. So I'll give you that much. It is exactly that, giraffe. It is a coin. And it is not just any coin. This is actually gold. It is actually a French gold piece I'm holding in my hand. So when I kind of gave you guys the hint that it was gold, it's not just gold. It's gold. I'm literally holding gold in my hand. So I have got this gold coin that I've kept over the years, and it is a 20-franc gold coin from 1807. So it's got quite a history. So anyway, I have got this coin that I've set aside. So we're going to do one more thing. And let's see. I'm going to take care of that. And let's see. We've got in front of us here another object. Now I'm going to just go with, it's got multiple colors. And this particular object, I'm going to go with the primary color on this. So we're just going to do one more, and then we'll get into anybody that would call in. So let's go ahead and go with a color. And, Kathy, anytime you want to jump in on that?
Red.
Red. Ooh.
But
it's actually got a few pieces of red on it. You're right. This is – I'll give you this much. It's kind of an organic thing. So we got a reds, and Karen's got blue. There are blues. You guys are hitting it. You guys are hitting all the various colors of it. There's a primary color, however, and so it kind of overrides everything. And I'll be pretty generous on this, and then we'll go with with what the shape is and what it is. So we got blues. Yep, you guys are all good on the blues. So you're picking up on what I'm holding here. I've actually got my hands on this thing a little more than the coin, because the coin had a plastic wrapper. But I'm
primary
actually,
color is white.
You got it. Primary color is white. Okay, what is the shape of this? And I'm just holding it and I'm visualizing this into you guys. And the
rectangle.
Shape is... It... Almost.
It either is or it isn't.
Well, it's kind of, if you hold it, depending on what you, the way you look at it, you could call it that, but it's you might want to go with something else. No.
No.
No. No.
Oh, an oval.
Depending on how you hold it, on one end, yes, it could be an oval.
Oh, hard you.
It's a very complex. It's a very complicated little thing. It's actually quite, and it's quite beautiful. Actually, you guys are saying squares. There's a half. There is a half circle associated with this, Mother Jerry, but you're only seeing one part of it. So we got an octagonal. No octagonal. No, Miss Ghost. No octagonal. So let's see. You got round. You guys are doing round. You're kind of all, you're going around. You're actually identifying pieces of this. That's the interesting part. And so you're picking up on different aspects of it. I picked something really tough here, you guys. You want me to go ahead and give the shape, Kathy? You think I should?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. What this is it's kind of a, it's a very complex mathematical shape. This thing is actually a spiral, and it is a it has a spiral feature to it. So if you held it on end, it would actually be this spiral shape with multiple colors. Now, if you want to, now that I've given you that, can you tell me what it is?
It sounds like a prism.
Not quite. This prism would be more a simple shape because prisms are built to reflect light in certain ways. This is much more organic, I'll give you that. Very organic. Major hint. It does have a see-through quality in a couple of places, but only at the edges, Ms. Gus. That's right. Oh, and I see if we have a collar. Well, if you... if it was big enough and sharp enough, it could be a corkscrew, but it's not. DevSX hit it. Seashell. I got this seashell. Yeah, the seashell. It's a very complex. It's funny because such a simple shape like that that winds upon itself and keeps growing at certain intervals using what there's a mathematical law called the golden mean. And, yeah, it could be a wind catcher if you hung enough of them up and they could, like, tinkle. I guess you could do that. But
I like
they
what
are,
Mother Jerry said, whirligig.
Yeah, it could be a whirligig, too. You just drill it in the right place and it will whirl because it's got the – and what's funny is the you guys are seeing pieces of it. You got the color right off the bat. You guys hit all that. But it has this kind of a conch shape on the bottom where the animal actually, you know, did its business. And, yeah, so a really neat thing. So you guys, you did pretty good tonight. Let's see what we got here. We do have a caller at 949. Okay, 949, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who we got here?
I came in a little late. Are you doing any, is this your psychic education or are you doing any readings?
Well, we're doing tonight. I'm a little bit under the weather for doing a quote psychic reading. I'm doing EVP on air EVP tonight. So if you want to do some like talk to any of your relatives who may have passed or a friend who may have passed,
yeah,
then we can we could try that out. If you've got somebody.
I'd love to. How
okay. All right. So yeah. What's your name?
My name is Audrey.
Audrey, okay. It's funny, I was just talking about an Audrey earlier today with a friend of mine. All right, so we got you, Audrey. Let me go ahead and set up. Now, do you know how we do this, or you want me to give you kind of a walkthrough of how this works?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how. Go ahead.
Okay, the way it works is we have a FM radio that we use that provides a signal. Now, what we found is that when we turn this on, and it's not overwhelming, but it's just static, we go ahead and fire that up, and then we get you to ask a very short question. So what we'll do is we limit this to about a minute worth of total audio capture. So I'll tell you, I'll do a five count, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and tell you to go ahead and say your question. And if you could keep it under 10 seconds, that really is good. And then what I'll do is I'll shut my mic down. And you do your thing. You ask your question, and they get real quiet. Don't move the phone around or don't make any noise, because I pick all of it up. And then what happens?
Any questions?
You could ask any question if you want. Pick something for someone that you have in mind, and then you don't have to tell me right off who it would be, or you can. It's up to you. And then what we do is we'll see what we pick up. And it's been a while since we've done one of these, so it's good to be back in the chair and doing what we started off doing this show all about in the beginning. And if you want to do one or two questions, what I'll do, if I think that we have time enough for a second question, I'll say next. And then you just go ahead and ask your next question and keep it short, 10 seconds or less, and keep it simple. And then we just go forward. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and fire it up, and we're going to do a check recording. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got the foil around the radio, and we're all set. We're going to do a check. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. Okay, we're good. Okay, I'm going to make one adjustment. I'm not sure I like that. I'm playing around. Sometimes it just depends on the frequency we want that night. I like that. That works. Okay, here we go. All right, you all set?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, Grandma Kathleen. Could you tell me anything about my future marriage partner? Any hints?
Okay, next question.
I'd like to ask my grandfather, George, what do you see ahead coming for my career?
Okay, I let it go a little bit longer than normal. We went to about 110, but what I'll do is clip a little bit out here because I take the start out when I did my thing, and then we start the post-processing. So I'm going to take it from, first I'm going to just run the, I have to run a little bit of filtration to pull this all out, and we've got a process for this, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and run the compressor on the parts where you talked. That way I can see where the boundaries are. And then there's a section here where I said something and then you said something. And you went out about 20 seconds worth of your speaking. So, and you talked about George, Grandpa George, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And questions about the future, realize this. One thing that happens when we talk to folks on the other side, sometimes they're going to give us the answers that we need and not necessarily what we want. So that's kind of a, I just have that sense about this right now, that they're going to tell you what you need to hear, and it might not be quite what you think it will be. So you never know what they're going to pull out on me, and but I just have a feeling. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm feeling, I don't know about you, Kathy, but I'm feeling like Debbie's definitely around tonight. I've been just thinking about her quite a bit all of a sudden, and I think she's about. And Debbie Caruso is who got me into this. She's an EVP researcher who passed earlier this year in January, and she's been a very great help to us.
I feel her as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's just an amazing human being. And when she did a lot of work that was very cutting edge before she passed, and did some work on different devices that were revolutionary, and we're trying to find out more about what she did, because we'd like to get that out there and actually use some of these technologies. So anyway, I'm doing noise removal right now in the first sets here, and this looks good so far, so I'm going to keep going here. And it looks like we got some stuff in here. This is encouraging. But who we got, well, we don't know yet. That's the best part of this. It's always like this is like fishing. You never know who you're going to get, and it's always exciting work. But anyway, let's keep going here. Now, tell me a little bit about George while we're at it, and also about what are you looking? Your future seems like Audrey, your future seems like it's a big concern to you right now. So tell us a little bit about all that.
Well, it just seems like in the love department, I'm really a late bloomer. And I know that there's some that I'm curious about who the lucky man is going to be, like anything about him, you know, like I know he's going to be somebody really wonderful, really powerful and super instrumental. He might even be helping me with my career in some way. I don't know. And then also my career, because I'm working on a lot of stuff to do with a television career as an actress, and so there's a lot on the happening, but I just want to know what my, you know, it's just nice because most of all my loved ones, even my mother, has passed. You know, there's really nobody left. Everybody except for me on the planet right now. You know, so
your whole family is going
to. It's nice for me to hear from them.
So your whole family has passed.
Everyone except for my father. My father is not, but he's getting close.
Boy, sweetie. I'm sorry.
It's
they are always with you.
We're estranged, so it's okay. We're not talking. I've been advised not spiritually. We don't really have a relationship. Unfortunately, my father's like a mentally ill person, so he can't really talk to him without getting into great detail about it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not a healthy person.
I do get the sense that the rest of your family in various stages are around. Now, have you had experiences, you know, with them, like any strange, odd experiences in your home at all, or anything that you, do you ever feel them about?
I think, not now, but when my grandmother passed, when my mother passed, I felt a lot of wind when there was no windows open. Wind was blowing through my face because I'd been crying a lot. This was back in my 20s. That was quite a while ago, you know, when she first passed away. And then... So that was interesting. Today I saw a beautiful butterfly in front of me, fly in front of me, and I knew that was a message. I've just moved to where I am. I'm closer to Los Angeles now for my career, and it was really quite an ordeal to get moved out here, you know, after a year and a half of driving back and forth to all the studios and auditions and just crazy, you know, and then I finally got moved, and it's just like a breath of fresh air. It's a walk along the ocean, and this big, bright, red-orange butterfly flew right in front of me, right in front of my face.
That's generally butterfly signs are the life-affirming things you're going to be getting. That's definitely, it's not a coincidence, let's just say that. You're being given a sign that you're on the right path, and I would tend to think that'd be family and guides coming through. You do have your guides that work with you. So, definitely, pay attention to that. And you just moved there? I mean, this is like a fairly recent move?
Within a few days, yeah. I mean, I've been here literally 5 days now, 5-6 days.
Okay, well, I think good things ahead for you personally, just based on what you're doing. You strike me as very persistent and, to be doing what you're doing. And that's not so much a psychic thing or a medium thing as just listening to you and the way you're talking. And you're not the kind to give up. And that's a good thing for you. You know, you've got that quality of never give up, never surrender. So, just saying that, just listening without any of the other stuff that we do, that's a good quality to have in you. And it's an admirable thing, especially in the business you're in, which is one of the most tough businesses to be in. Acting and theatrical and television and radio production work are some of the hardest stuff in the world to do. I mean, people think it's easy, but it's not, even these free shows, like what we do, we go through a lot of preparation work, I mean, Kathy and myself and all the other folks on Blog Talk that do what we do, that's a big deal. So, I tip of the hat to you there, dear. So you're going to do great. Now, what I have here is I've got everything cleaned up, and I've done all my work here, and if I've done a good job, we're going to get some voices, and it does look like we have a lot of our standard modulation. Now, do you know what EVP is?
It's electronic voice, something to do with, it's a sensor for, I thought it was for ghosts, really.
That's right. It's ghosts and it's also for spirits. We do a form of it called ITC, which is called instrumental transcommunication. And it turns out that not just ghosts can do this, but spirits that have fully crossed to the other side can come through and affect our gear. So, what I do as a paranormal investigator when I'm working with earthbound spirits in the field is EVP. But when we do the stuff here in the studio, we're doing ITC, which we're actually bringing them through and in with our gear and doing a kind of a different form of it. So it's almost the same thing, but there is a distinction. And they do come through almost the same way. And sometimes I've had actual spirits, earthbounds, come in here and come in on the show, and we've had things happen. But just be aware that the same sorts of sounds that you're used to hearing with EVP, we get sing-songy voices, we get different sorts of unusual sounds. Sometimes I'll hear things because I've done so much EVP that other people won't. So I'm going to interpret it. Now, the way I'm going to do it is two-second bursts, and I transcribe everything. And then at the end of it, when we get through the whole question series and we go through each piece, it'll be like a painting being drawn here. So, and then you'll get a kind of an overall feel for what they're saying. So, I'm going to play your first fragment for your first question, and then we'll get into the work here, and it'll take a little bit.
You will translate it to me since I don't know how to translate. I don't know what I'm what they're saying. Okay,
yep,
fabulous.
That's exactly what we're going to do. And then what I'll do is I save a recording of this, and then we get that to you. So, let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, so let's see, 4 to 14 seconds is your first question. Here we go. We're going to play that back.
Could you tell me anything about my future marriage partner? Anything?
Okay, so marriage is on the mind. And when I sense just instincts, that's going to be about a year out at least, just to get the relationship part going. And if you are very selective, here's the medium part of me coming in. If you're very selective and choosy, I think you're going to be in a good place. And just be aware. You got to be just as determined to pick the right guy as you are determined to pick the right series or the right television or radio to work in. So, but here we go. We got 11 to 13 and a half seconds. We're going to start. And this is a typical start of one of these ITCs. It's fairly strong. So let's see what we get. And I may have to do a little more filtration, but let's see what we get.
Oh,
that's saying, I will help you here tonight, and it's a male. It is a male spirit.
What did it say?
I will help you here tonight, and it sounds male. And I know how that sounded to you. It sounded like, what the hell was that?
You know what it sounded like to me? I will make you mine tonight.
Oh,
I will make you mine tonight.
Wow. Isn't that interesting stuff? I mean, that's the way that comes through it. I'm still trying to understand how this exactly works. You know, I have it's funny. I mean, I work in aerospace and I've got, technical degrees, and I've worked in multiple different sorts of recording systems and things like that, and telemetry and that kind of work. And so there's no technical reason this should happen, and yet it does. And I think it's so cool. So we've just had a great time ever since I got into doing this. But let's keep going, 13 and a half to 15 and a half, and keep doing what you're doing. You're the ideal person for this because you say what you think you hear, and I'm saying what I think I hear, and we write the two down together, and then we'll figure out what's really being said there. So keep doing that. It's good work on your part because this is a team deal. So here we go, 13 and a half to 15 and a half. Okay, I got a name for you. Jeffrey is a nice man. Jeffrey is a nice man.
Jeffrey, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's saying Jeffrey is a nice man. Now, that, and then I'm going to... That
you
name
know what
could
I thought he was saying?
What's that?
I thought he was saying, hide all that money. Hide all that money.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Oh, my God. You hide all that money.
You know, I think it's a smart thing for a single girl like you to do that, too. So definitely keep the money kind of out of the equation. But what I'm hearing is Jeffrey is a nice man. And this sounds to me like a guide of yours that's coming in speaking. He hasn't identified himself yet, but we may learn more here in the future here. We'll keep going. We're going to go 15 and a half to 18 and one quarter second. I'm just going to say something crazy like 18.386 seconds. So, but anyway, it's going to be close enough. Here we go. This guy is saying the same name again to you. Now, what it's saying here is Jeffrey is so kind to you. This is a really nice guy. You know, he's a guy's kind of guy, the impression I'm getting from the way this person is speaking of him. So it seems like it's pretty well known this is going to happen for you. So that's interesting. I mean, normally we wouldn't get this, but it seems like it's... Usually we get people just wanting to get evidence of survival after death. And here tonight we're getting some predictions about your future, which is a new angle for us. So this is a first for us. Let's keep going. 18 and a half to 21 and a half. Here we go. That's what I'm supposed to be most. I can't tell what the first word is being said, and I'm putting a question mark around that, but what I'm hearing at the end of it is don't try leaving. So it's saying don't try leaving. And so what I'm getting the impression is you're probably going to have a few challenges as you go through this whole thing, what you're going through, you know, getting the work and all that. But impression I get right off the bat is that's not going to be a problem down the road. But they're just saying don't, you know, basically what they're telling you is to tough it out because this will get better. And that's just kind of my instinct here. But keep going. We're going to find out what they got to say. So this is neat stuff, and they are being really direct about the question you asked. Sometimes we don't get that. 20.5 to 22.5. Here we go. What do you think about animals? What do you think about animals, like farm animals?
I love animals, especially horses.
Well, that's exactly what's being talked about here. Help with the pony. I sense that this person is going to be, Jeffrey is going to be somebody, the way this and this spirit is staying very constant. We're not shifting to anybody else. This guy's staying right with the whole question. And he's saying help with the pony. And what I get the sense of is you're going to be around somebody that's doing horse work.
Oh, my God, I love horses, too. You know what I felt like he was saying? I felt like he was saying, this is the final healing. This is the final healing.
Okay, I'm going to put that down. This is the final healing.
How I interpreted that was that whatever he was saying about this man is that his love will heal me from, like, all the wounds, all the stuff that I've been through in the past. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had a lot of bad luck in that department.
Well, what I see here is the way this works is these messages can be what I call multiplexed. And that means that one EVP can have many different voices and many different meanings in it. And some people hear, it's like I hear it differently than you would. And so I'm picking up on a particular thread that has to do with, what I'm supposed to be hearing in it, and then you're hearing it differently. So that's why I write down both interpretations. And other people who are listening, too, in the chat room put that stuff in. Now, Gerber Daisy says, freedom equals horses. So you're getting a very positive set of things being talked about here. So your future is pretty bright. Just the thing that I get is the challenges that are going to be there for you, but we're all going through that right now, and you're no different. But what you're going to go, if you just stick through it and you gut it out, you're going to pull through this fine. And this man is there. He seems to be a constant in the whole thing. So I'm feeling good for you here, and major congratulations to you, by the way. So this is going to be great. Let's see, 22.5 to 25 seconds, and then we'll be almost at the end of the first set here. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, this is basically telling you that help him, he loves it. So the work that he's doing is he really loves that, and with you at his side, it will be the ideal setup. So that was like really clear to me that what was being said. Now we're at the end of the first set here, 25 to 26 points. I'll just say 27. So 2-second verse here, final part. Here we go. I got that right off the bat. So how do you feel about kids?
I love children. I think it's a little late for me to have them unless I adopt them. I love kids, though. I love them.
Well, get ready because you're going to have a family.
I'm going to have kids?
It could be adoption, but you're going to have a family. So you will have family life, yes. So
wow.
Get used to it.
Do you know how many kids?
Didn't say that much. I'm just going with what this guy is telling me, and we'll see what we get. But yeah, definitely interesting here.
Wow.
Now I've got a little problem, a little technical glitch with my software, but it's something I can fix real easy. So what I'm going to do is save this off real quick, and then we'll move into the second set. So right now today is the 10th. Yeah, it's doing that thing it always does. October.
That's interesting, Jeffrey. I've always loved that name too, Jeff. Jeffrey for a man, for a guy.
Yeah, Jeff is a good name. You know, I had my stepson was named that, and he turned out to be quite a kid. Let's see, and this
That's
is Audrey.
The song is sexy. That name just is so boy, manny. You know, like boy and man all in one to me.
Well, you've made the right move. The butterfly symbol was a really good thing for you. And let me go ahead and save this off.
It was big, too. It was so big, that butterfly. I went,
it sounds like
whoa.
Monarch. Monarchs are all heading towards Mexico, and it sounds like you ran into that one at a very fortuitous time.
It was gorgeous. It had the speckles on it, too, you know, the little speckles.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so big and so bright, reddish orange, and I thought, oh, thank you for coming by, you know.
Well, I think you've got some really neat things ahead of you here. And
worked my butt off. Honestly, I have worked my little hiney, honestly. So if anybody ever asked me if it was easy, the answer is no flipping heck way. Was it ever easy? I risked my life so far to get a big time to get where I'm going.
Well, you know what? All things worth getting are hard work, and you're paying the dues. But what I'm seeing here is that the spirit is right there with you on this, so you're doing great. Now I'm going to play the next set, which is your question was 31 to 44 seconds. Here we go.
I'd like to ask my grandfather, George, what do you see ahead coming for my career?
Okay, so I'm just writing George career question here. And let's see, we got... Yeah, it's about 10, 15 minutes worth here. So we're going to go ahead and take the next set. And that jumps at 44 and a half to 46 and a half. So we're going to take that, and here we go. Okay, this is a new male, and I had to get used to his style of speaking. And what they do is they speak in a cadence, as you can tell. It's like a musical intonation when spirits speak through ITC. So I had to really, at first I thought, oh my God, this is so negative sounding. And then when I really listened, I realized where the break point was. Basically, he's saying about that you're going to do well in love and money, and then he says, we'll help you. So love and money will help you. So he's there, and let me actually, I've got to make a little, I'm going to zoom in on this just a bit. So we broke it there. And now I'm going to take it to 46, 48. Yeah, it's definitely another male, and completely different voice. So when you did that and you called out to George, I believe that would be him coming through.
Uh-huh.
So so completely new voice. 46.5 to 48.5. Here's the next set. Here we go. Oh, God, this guy is a great communicator. I really like him. I like his energy. He's awesome, man. What he is saying is, I'll be with you. I'm always beside you. Okay?
Oh,
so,
wow. I heard that part.
I'm always beside you. What a neat guy. And you are lucky to have that grandpa around. So definitely talk with – the thing when you have spirits like that that are always telling you that they're with you, they're beside you, talk to them every day. Pray for them every day. That's going to strengthen the connection. And when they see that, they'll realize that they'll give you signs. Like the butterfly today was a big sign. Do the same, keep this up, because now you've got, you'll have a really strengthened communication. And you won't need to consult mediums and psychics and that kind of thing, although, you can. But you'll all be able to have your connection too, and you can do that for yourself. And you'll be able to get the messages, and it's just as if they're right there with you. Because they're always with you, but it's your recognition of them. So, but they thrive on our prayers, and it helps lift them up, and then it makes the connection stronger. Let's keep going here. We got 48.5 to 50.5. Here we go, next set. I used to have a cat named Biddy, and she died here about 2-3 months ago, and I'm hearing a name similar to Biddy. So I don't know if there's someone with the name Itty or that's around you, but there's definitely this Itty name, and it's the first thing it's saying, and then it says, "We'll help with house." So I don't, it sounds to me like there's some house. Is there a household concern going on for you right now, or like a house that you're trying to get the?
I just moved, and it was so expensive, with first and last month's rent, and there was a check I was waiting on to clear my check, and it is going to come next week for a TV show that I did a couple months ago. It just taken forever to get the money out of it, but it finally is going to come this week, and so I'm hoping the check clears this Wednesday, so I'm not embarrassed to tell my new landlord, the check bounced, because she would not be happy. So that is, I'm going to tell you, that has been my concern, that check will clear.
That's
what you're talking about. That's what you're picking up, because I just moved in.
Okay, Biddy. I don't know who Biddy is, but I'm hearing it quite right. Pardon me?
This little lady's really tiny, but her name is not Biddy, but she is she's
older
little.
Oh, I get it. So like a little Biddy lady, huh?
She is a Biddy. She's a Biddy lady. She's a sweet little one. She wants her money.
Right. Well, I think, they're aware of your situation, your fiscal cash situation. So, let's just see where it goes. But let's see, we had 50, we did 48 to 50. Now let's do 50 to 52 and a half. Here we go. If I can get that. Oh, God darn it, I'm making mistakes with my computer. Here we go. Okay, I got it. We'll help find it. So they're still talking about the money. They're making sure that it's going to be, everything's good. And I think that's the continuation of that. 52.5 to 50. God, it's always hard to pick where I'm going to break it here. Okay, I'm going to try it at 50, at 54. So 52.5 to 54. Here we go. When's the last time you ate?
Me?
Yeah.
Earlier tonight, I was at a French restaurant and had a crepe.
Okay, it's saying you're really hungry. Was your grandpa and grandma always stuffing food down you like typical grandparents? Is this kind of the grandpa thing going on? I mean, he's saying you're really hungry.
Well, I think with my grandma. See, the thing is, with my grandpa George, we really didn't see each other much. I didn't really feel like I knew him when I was a little girl growing up, because he wasn't very close to my dad. They had their problems once again with my father, their problems. But
yeah,
with my grandmother, I was so close to her, and she was always, yeah, I think she was always about wanting to make sure that I would have food and stuff. My grandma, that sounds like a grandma thing to me.
I would tend to think that, is she passed also?
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
Okay, well then maybe she's communicating through him, but it definitely was his voice, but he's talking about you're really hungry. Now, the other way to interpret that would be about your career, since it was a career question. You know, that's another possible interpretation, that you're really hungry to succeed in this thing. You're betting a line on this. This is not, you know, you put your money where your mouth was. You went out there and you're going for it, you know, which is a big deal.
Yeah,
I think it could be a double meaning. But they're kind of the warning I would tend to think here, and this is they're worried about your health, that you need to watch your health too. So just, pay attention to the body. Yeah.
I've been told because I get so busy, I'm not eating, then I forget to eat. That's what I've been doing lately. I was trying to conserve on money too, you know, but yeah, you're right. I got to eat a little bit better. That's true.
Yeah, just watch what you're eating and just go for the quality foods. You know, it's funny because, I mean, I'm on the Atkins diet, you know, and I'm down 29 pounds now, and since August 5th, and so I'm losing. As a matter of fact, I mean, the pants I'm in are just going to fall off. But I'm eating good quality foods. You know, I'm eating lots of eggs, I'm eating lots of good meats, things like that. And that's kind of the thing is, you know, more protein, you know, some carbohydrates. Women have to eat it a little differently. They need a little more carbohydrate, but just to focus in on getting good protein, especially with the kind of work you're doing. It's high. You're pushing a lot of energy, and you're going to be really burning through everything because you're all over the place and on the move doing the work you're doing. So, you know, that's kind of what he's saying is just be aware and then keep the nutrients up and things like that. So, but here we keep going. Let's go with 54 to 56 seconds. Next set. Here we go. This guy's a talker. This he's saying something about follow the history. Follow the history. I'm wondering if he, are you doing the television work you're doing, is it some sort of like a history, or are you doing some sort of dramatic type things with a historical bent?
Not that I know, not, well, anything's possible in the future, but the one that I just went to Amsterdam for, and we shot a pilot a couple of weeks ago, that's the one that took me to through a lot of auditions. Up to that point, it was that one audition, and I knew I got it. I knew I nailed it. And we flew to Amsterdam a few weeks ago and came back. But this was a show about dating and relationships. It had nothing to do really with, well, I guess it did have something to do with my history, because it's my history that I talk about on the show, because based on my wisdom of all the different relationships that I have, for better or worse, you know, that I got to articulate on the camera, and I actually got to speak more than anybody. I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go, but I'm just telling you that's the only thing I can think of, unless there's something that comes up that I'm not aware of yet.
I'm gonna pull the psychic medium thing out here, and I think you're gonna get into something that's going, the way that he is talking, George here is talking about. I feel there's gonna be some sort of dramatic type role that's gonna be about from a historical type production of some sort. Your name's gonna come up in some way that's gonna drag you into that, and it's gonna kind of kick you into a direction maybe you didn't see. So. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what your preferences are with the acting you do and all that, but I wouldn't be surprised if you do get something that's going to be a little different than you're used to, and it'll kind of stretch your boundaries. And I think that's kind of what he's saying. So,
are you talking about like playing a historical figure? Because someone else said that too about a year or two ago to me.
I think that that's exactly where you're going. I think that you're going to be cast in some sort of a role. It won't be the title role, but it'll be definitely supporting cast type thing is what I kind of feel. And what he's talking about is they're working some deals behind the scenes in the spirit world to help you get there. So this is going to be, you're going to be busting your chops doing this stuff that you're doing. Which is fine, and you're going to get into this, and it's, you're going to be playing these bit roles, and then suddenly you'll get noticed, kind of a deal. So I just get this sense that you're on the right path, but George is saying this. I mean, he's the one saying it.
Well, yep. It's interesting that you say this, because I've had visions myself during meditation, being on a horse like in Scotland, some kind of European Renaissance. You know, almost like a queen, princess role. You know, do you know what I'm talking about?
And yeah, I could see you in that. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, that like makes perfect sense.
That's what I have envisioned myself, this strong, like a warrioress woman, like almost like she's a ruler type on their horse, and she's strong, and she's in this lush green, like Scotland land, and Europe, and that's just what I've picked up in meditation over the years. It hasn't quite manifested yet, you know?
Well, I think that this horse connection that you're doing, you're bringing the horse up again. I think that's kind of how this ties together with Jeffrey. So definitely hold this open. Now, these are potential futures that we're talking about, but they're talking about that if you keep yourself open to this whole possibility, that's going to open one door, then another, and that all these threads start tying together. So, but be aware, I really think that this guy's a politician, man, the way he's talking. I mean, he's like, I get the feeling he's making deals for you, you know, he's like partnered with you, but he's there with you, and he does love you and care about you, you know, and he's worried about what you're doing. So they're aware, he's aware of everything you're up to. But, you know, the one sense I get from him, just medium stuff coming on now, is that he's really proud of what you're doing. It's gutsy is the word, you know. So, you know, it took a lot of guts for you to do this move. And, you know, and a tip of the hat for me, too. I mean, you know, doing stuff like what you're doing, people only dream of that. So, you know, everybody in this audience should just take a nod and say, you know, go get them. And I think you're going to have an excellent time. So, but let's see. Let's keep going. 57.5 to 59. Here we go. Next. Actually, wait a minute. I did 56. Whoops, I might have jumped ahead there. I had a selected and then I jumped out. Let me take it to 50. Let me just check to make sure I did. I'm going to make sure I got that mess set here. Okay, 54, 55 to 56. Got that. Now 50. Okay, here we go. 56 to 57.5. All right, here we go. Jeff will find you. Keeps bringing up Jeff. Jeff keeps coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is a really neat reading. Yeah, this is cool. So Jeff will find you. Jeff is going to be in this whole mix, just like I was thinking.
I think he is going to have something to do with my career in some way, but I could be wrong.
No, I agree with you. I think you're going to be, if I were to read this right, that there's going to be like an animal connection with him that brings it through to you in the production work or whatever. And just keep it open. Keep your mind open to that. And this guy will show up. It'll be a surprise. You're going to look up and you're going to be going, oh, my God. And then you'll be coming back to my show in like 8 months or whatever. And you're going to be going, oh, man, this is so cool. I'll be going,
definitely.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I remember you. You're the actress I talked to. Oh, you're famous now. Oh, man. Let's see, 57.5 to 59.5. Let's take the next set. Here we go. Okay, he's being very adamant about you sticking the course here, and what he's saying is, stay here, I warned you. So he's wanting you to stay where you're at. When you know that you're there, you got to stick it out, because there's going to be a couple of, and I already know what he's trying to tell me here is, and you, he's saying that basically you're going to go through the challenges. There's going to be parts where you want to give it up. You got to stick it out. You got to make it work. Sometimes that means doing things that you don't want to do. And you're going to have to do some things maybe you don't want to do. But if you want it bad enough, you're going to make it. So he wants you to gut it out, okay? And he's a tough guy. I mean, he's going to be – so you got to talk to him every day, even when it gets bad. And it's okay to cry, okay? So, because you need to do that, especially when you're going through this stuff. But if you want it bad enough, you're going to make it. Now, 59.5-something to 101. Here we go. And we're continuing on. That's easy. You're my family. He's really iterating that he's got a right to say this stuff because you're family and he cares. So he's right there. Oh, yeah, big time. And he's a really – he is a very clear communicator, this guy. And I just like – I really like in reading him here. 101 to 102.5. Here we go. I wish. a Sherry?
Oh my God, that's my mom's name.
Is your mother Sherry?
Her name was Sherry.
He says I'm with Sherry. I mean, that was as clear as it gets. Yeah, I'm with Sherry.
Oh my God.
Sweetheart, your family's with you. Okay, just want you to know your family is with you, and they love you, and so your mother sees this too. Okay. Yeah, I'm with Sherry. And I'll send you the recording. I mean, you just give me your email, off Blog Talk, and I'll send this to you right tonight. So you've got the recording. I mean, you can listen to it yourself. And then you can download this show also, and you'll have it. And my assignment to you before, because we only got about three more of these to go through to get to the end, is you need to download this. And then when you get to a low point, you pull the show out, and by God, you listen to this, okay?
Okay.
This is proof that they're talking to you, okay? I mean,
one
thing to go to a medium, it's another to come to an ITC show and hear their voices telling you, okay? So you got it. All right, so here we go, 102.5 to 104.5. I love it when a medium comes through and it's right. It's so cool. Here we go. Okay, another extremely clear communication. You have help in heaven. Okay, sweetheart? You're walking around with a big star all around you. I see fame in your future. That's the thing I'm seeing with you. You've got what it takes. You're going to do fine. Yep. So you've got some powerful forces behind you. And George seems formidable to me. he's a force. He's definitely a force, this guy. But yeah, Sherry, your mom is there. That is so cool. And to have her name come through. 104.5 to 105.5. Here we go. And we're almost at the end. Do you know Frank? You know Frank or a Frankie type name or something like that? Sounds like a Frank?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I'll probably think of him later. Not that I know of. I mean, my mother actually was friends with a Frank when she was alive. She had a friend named Frank.
Okay. It says Frank is home. Frank is home. And I got a feeling this Frank, maybe this is a message this is one of those sometimes what spirits will do when they're in past and they're on the other side. They'll talk about things that you don't know about yet that you can go check on, and you'll find out that that person just recently passed. So that may be just kind of a way to reiterate to you about that this is genuine. So you may want to check into that however you can do that. But be aware that Frank is home. So that's what I've got. Now, we're almost at the end, and I'm going to do a short burst here because the way they've got this, and they always give me a little challenge here. So we're going to go 105.5 to 106, almost 107, and then we'll have one more after that, and we're done. So here we go. Okay, that's easy. We are here. We are here. So they're just making their point that they're with you. Okay, here's the final one. This is 106.7 or so to 108.5. Here we go. Final one, guys. Okay, this is one of the nicest readings I've ever done, ever, period, bar none. We love you.
Oh.
We love you. So I'm going to read this back. Yeah, you did great. I mean, this is a nice setup. Now, the first question was about you know, everything. I think, what was it? It was like the first question was about your future. And we had what I believe to be a guide that says, I will help you here tonight. Jeffrey is a nice man. This is about your love life. Yes, this is the questions about the love life. And Jeffrey is a nice man. Jeffrey is so kind to you. Don't try leaving. So basically telling you don't try to leave. Help him with the pony. And then you said this is final healing. And then it says again, help him. He loves it. So he's going to love having you there working with him. And the final message is you'll have a family. So that's the first question. Then you get to George, and you're talking about the career, and you were feeling that need to connect to the family to get their blessing and help with that. And believe me, they've been with you the whole time. I can't read my own writing, by God, here. Love will help you. You know, so they definitely are helping you. Then it says, I'll be with you. I'm always beside you. And so, you know, and not only that, the whole family is with you, basically. Biddy will help you with this, with the house. And so this is about the finance thing with the check you're waiting for. So this small Biddy woman. Then it says, you're very hungry. You're really hungry. And they're worried about your health. So they want you to be really watch your what you're eating and to make sure you eat good stuff. Then they talk about the career part, follow into history, which we seem to feel that it has to do with you going into more historical roles. And this is a possible connection to you going back to your this whole thing with the horse with Jeffrey. So and as soon as we said that, the next one said, Jeff will find you. So this seems to be the tie-in. Now, stay here. I warned you. He wants you not to give up. This is a distinct warning to you to stick with the course. So, and meaning that also that you're going to have challenges, just as I've been feeling the whole way through this, you're going to have some challenges that are going to take you to the brink, and you just have to gut your way through it. And that means a good support system. Make the friends that you need to, and you lean on them and have them lean on you when they hit their tough times. But you need that, and build that network because you're going to need it, and get that black book out and write down every phone number by God you can, because you will need that to get through this. But then it says the most telling of all, you're my family, and then again, I'm with Sherry. I'm with Sherry, with your mother. So your mother is very aware of this whole situation too, and she's there. She didn't say a word in this whole thing, but she's sitting there smiling, basically next to him. He's doing all the talking. Then it says here, these are the affirmations at the end that are just really uplifting stuff here, because it says you have help in heaven. And then a little tidbit just for you to give you something to kind of get your teeth into. Frank is home, and or a name like Frank. And then it says here, we are here and we love you. So they're with you, and they love you, and they're there the whole way with you. This is a big deal. They're very proud of what you're doing. Okay, Audrey?
So. Yeah. Oh, thank you. This is so – can I add to your name as my friend and then have you – I don't know if you could send it to my email from there, because I can't get on the blog talk to get this. My computer is down.
Which name are you under in chat? Are you in chat?
I was going to add you on Facebook. I'm not in the chat.
Oh, a face? Go right ahead. Just look for John John F Almada, Almada, John F Almada, and
yes.
I'm out there. And
I'll
definitely get in touch with you and then send you what you need on that.
F?
A-L, John, J-O-N, middle initial F, and then the last name is A-L-M-A-D-A, and M is Mary A-D-A, Almada. Good Portuguese
F
name.
F is your middle name, right? I mean, John
yeah,
F.
Yeah, F is in John F. Almada.
Almada.
So you did, yeah, just look for John
Almada.
Yeah, well,
and I thought, as my friend, and then when you see Audrey, an Audrey sending you a message, you'll
yep.
know it's me. And then
okay.
my email address will be on there. I really appreciate it. This was wonderful. And I
well,
know that it's real because it felt like it, everything was really right on, especially, you know, my mom and the pony, the horse thing, the historical figure. I was told almost 2 years ago in a reading with a woman sit down face to face. She saw me filming in Europe. She saw me filming a historical figure role. And I thought she was full of crap at the time. You know what I mean. I thought.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And then now you got a second chaser. And not only that, you got voices to back it up. Don't you love this stuff?
I know.
And John, I hate to interrupt, but you've got about 25 more minutes and you've got three callers waiting to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, Audrey, you know, put me on Facebook. I'll take care of you tonight on that, and we'll get you this stuff. And then download this show. That's your assignment for me, okay?
Okay, I'm doing this right now, John. I just found you. I'm adding you. Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Okay,
everything.
God bless you. And I'll email you a little bit. But there's a little bit more to talk about later, but I'll talk with you on Face.
Okay, thank you. God
okay.
bless.
God bless your heart. All right, and thanks, Kathy. Let's
and we've
see.
Got 416. 416
yeah, I
is
that.
Talk Star.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring 416 in.
Okay.
And, there we go. 416, you're on the air.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. Who have we got here, 416? Who are you? What's your name?
You've got Thomas from Toronto.
Hi, Thomas from Toronto.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just sitting here doing a heck of a great reading tonight, and then you pop in, so we're on a darn roll tonight here. So what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I guess I would like a bit of an EVP, but, you know, I've never done an EVP before. I've done a million other things, but I've never done an EVP before, so I wouldn't mind one if it was, you know, not nearly, you know, as lengthy. I'm not looking for one as lengthy as the lady before. You know, it was a great reading, by the way. It was it gave her
oh,
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I've got, you know, two basic questions. And unfortunately, yes, again, I am an actor. So, you know, I'm going to be asking one about my career and one about the death of my father. You know, so you know ahead of time. And, you know, it's continuity, synchronicity, and all that other jazz.
Okay, what we'll do is I'll do a speed version of this since we're running low on time. So what we'll
sure.
do is we'll go ahead and I'll do like 30 seconds worth. So we'll see what we get. Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is set up for this and keep your questions real, just like you just gave me. Keep them to that level, and then we'll see what we can pull off here. And let's get you. Boy, this is the night of the actor tonight here on GRI. Here at Soul Street.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, Thomas, we're going to go ahead and it's interesting how I'm getting Toms and Thomases all week, Kathy. I've been getting all these Toms. So, Thomas, you know, welcome to the cavalcade of Thomases that have been in my life this week. But here we go. We're going to go ahead and start, and I'll do a five count, and then I'm going to get you going. And so when I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, you go ahead and keep it short. And then what I'll do is I'll say next on the next question. And you just go forward, okay? Okay, so here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Dad, I wanted to know what you think about the new agent that I picked up. It took me a long time for me to find her, and I just want you to know how you feel about her and how good she will do for me.
Okay, next.
Dad, I feel really crappy on some levels about how we left you in the place that we left you in when you passed for the last 4 months of your life. And I love you very much. And I hope you know that I did my best with what was in front of me.
Okay, I got it. And one of the things I'm going to say, just right off the bat, as a medium, especially with regard to what I just heard on that second question, is yes, he understood. Okay, right off the bat, that is something that that's well understood. There's some things that you cannot control in this life. And, you know, when somebody's passing and the things that they go through and then some of the weird stuff that you see with people and situations when somebody is passing and in the act of dying, that is something that, now, you spoke from your heart there and you could sense that. Now, and I didn't get part of the first question because you faded out because of the phone connection, but I got the gist of what you were trying to do. The second one was real clear to me. But, you know, my impression right off the bat is that he is really proud of what you're doing, you know, with regard to that and how you tried to do what you could. So that's just right off the bat. Now, we're going to have a fairly short block of stuff here. So I'm just going to go ahead and do a really fast run through here. Whoops, I got it. But, you know, honestly, you know, if you could elaborate a little bit on what happened to him.
On the first question?
Then, you know, on your second, mainly the second question, which was really kind of struck my
my dad, he was we had to put him in palliative care. He was dying of inoperable kidney cancer, and he also had Alzheimer's. And I moved back home, you know, with my mom and my dad, and I washed him and bathed him and dressed him and fed him and did all that jazz, and so it got impossible. But my other brother wasn't really helping out. I went to, you know, like, you know, 20, 30, you know, doctor visits with him. I rode with him in the ambulance back and forth to the hospital. I sat, you know, probably hundreds of hours in the hospital with him. And in the end, he ended up in palliative care. In Canadian, you know, medicine, if they accept you into palliative care, it's like basically a hospital where they just send you to die. And, you know, it smells like pee. And, you know, I don't know if I'm a bit of a snob, but, you know, I wanted a lot more from my dad, and I wish we could have afforded a lot more from our finances to put him into, you know, private care. And I wish he could have stayed at home, and, you know, he couldn't, and we couldn't afford it. And, you know, I felt like, you know, at the time I was going through major, major crap. I lost my job. I went through a really insane breakup with somebody back then. And, you know, it was really, you know, if the fire ever hits you when you're meditating, it burned away a lot of garbage. And it did me a lot of good in the long run, don't get me wrong. But my heart always goes out to my dad, you know, no matter how much I felt, you know, of my own personal closure with that particular situation and the way the question that I asked, it still has lasted, and it still, you know, it still lasts on, you know. So I've never done an EVP, so I'm wondering what we'll get, and I'd be fascinated to hear it. And my first question was just about my career and about my agent, and, you know, is she legit and she's going to treat me well and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now while you've been talking, I've been cleaning up the signals and stuff and doing kind of what I did for Audrey there. You know, and I mean, Tom, I'll tell you what, just on the second question, your dad, I mean, just the sense I get of him just coming through to me right now without, you know, because I'm a medium also. And the sense I get of him, he really understood, especially the Canadian medicine thing, you know, because he knew. He at a level he was aware of more than you thought he was aware of, and just the, you know, the sense I get of him is that he understood that there was not a lot you could do about it, and that's just the way life is. You know, there's some things that we cannot change, but what you did and you sitting there, because I'm going through the same situation that you were going through. I mean, I've got a father with a major stroke. And, you know, American medicine sometimes just ain't that much better. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you despite our system, you know, and it's sort of becoming like, you know, Canadian in some ways. It's tough to watch, you know, your family member in pain, you know, and you see that. And you did the right things. That was noticed throughout the family, just based on what I'm seeing. And when you have to spend time in the ambulances and in the doctor's rooms, and you're, you know, in my case, I mean, I'm doing the financial support and a lot of the things that need to be done are, you know, I'm there, you know,
sure.
and sticking it out. That's just the way it works. Now, I'm on the first question here, and I'm going to go through it pretty quick here. Now, the first question is about career and what you see. Now, this is a most interesting thing. This first burst is very, very powerful. And then after that, it kind of settles down. Now, the second question is much more verbose. But this first one just is like getting it out there. So let's just see what we get. No guarantees, but 9 to 12. Let's see what we get. This is a big one. This is the strangest darn thing. Do you have any connections to Ohio by any chance?
No. I mean, I know some people that I play on PlayStation 3 with in Ohio, but other than that, that's about as far as it goes.
Well, this seems to be guides that are coming through. And what I'm getting is we want you to move to Ohio. I'm just kind of dumbfounded. That was not what I expected to hear. I figured it was going to be something about your, you know, but they're talking, you know, on the other hand, you asked a career question and they seem to be, have an answer. Let me do a little amplification on this next set because I want to see what this is about. And, I got to run a little more compression than I'd like to, but this is just the way it's going to have to be. These guys, because they got, what they did on the second part of it, they got real silent on me and it real subtle. The sense I get is that it's just a really a light energy here. These people, whoever your guides are, they're very almost polite. That would be the word. They're very polite. Here we go.
My guides have been known to be slightly I won't say snobbery, but that's been labeled on before. Very polite, yes.
Yeah, they're speaking in terms of we, which is a kind of a new one for me. We want you to move to Ohio, and I'm going to stick to my guns on that. But that's what they said, and by gosh, there seems to be something there. At least you just put the feelers out and see if there's some career advancement in an actor way in Ohio, and just see what you get. You may be surprised if they're saying that. It's a reason. Now here we go, 12.5 to 15. Here we go. Let's see what we get here. Okay, this is interesting. This is talking about something helping you, and it's called the Hatter or the Hatton. I've never heard of this before, so I'm thinking that this sounds like the name of someone or some group or some place in particular. But it starts with that. It sounds like Hatton or something like that. Hatter or Hatton. Write this down. This is important because they're really
okay.
Making this clear.
There's
an Ohio connection with a Hatter or Hatton, something like that. So look for, you know, ask about some names like that and see if there's something like an opportunity in one of these places that are going to open up. I don't know, you know, I can't get it any more clear than that. The way they speak is different than what I have with Audrey. They're much more in the light in the way they communicate, if I may say. It's there's a lot more static in it. But definitely clear about the help you. So you're getting help, and they're very clear about that. Mm-hmm. Here we go, 15 to 17. Here we go, next set. Okay. this one voice kind of this changed slightly. Now it went to a single voice, and it's saying, "I'm with Joe," or you know, and I was torn between Joe or Jared, but it's a J name for sure. So I don't know if you know somebody by that name, but they are saying Joe or Jared or that kind of a name. But I'm with that person. So I don't know what that means to you, but it may mean nothing. But that's what they're saying. So here we go,
okay.
17 to 19. Next set, here we are. This is the strangest EVP. I'm with the Sultan. Is there some sort of acting thing that you've done with like a Mideast or kind of a Middle East type thing going, or I don't know.
Yeah, but when I've done past life regressions, I have a Middle Eastern aspect. Yeah.
Well, this I'm with the Sultan, and yeah, and it's really interesting stuff here. Let's keep going. 19 to 21. Here we go. Hey, they're going to give you a sign. That's what they're saying. This is the communication is they're going to give you kind of a way of knowing that this is, you know, for real, and what they're doing to help you with this Ohio thing is the real deal. So I'll give the sign is what they're saying. So I have no idea what that is, but that's what they're saying. So now we're going to go into your section here about your dad, and I'm going to play part of your question here.
Some levels about how he loves you and the place that we left you in when you passed for the last 4 months of your life. And I love you very much. And I hope you know that I did my best.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is take it. This is much more communicative in the way the waveforms look and everything. So he got a lot in a short time. So here we go. 40. This is an important one too. That I think this is just an amazing thing that we're going to hear. 44 to 46.5. Here we go. Love you, God, love you. That's he was really pleased with what you did. There was no problem with what you know, he's absolutely fine with what you had to say, just like I figured. 46.5 to 48.5. Next one. Here we go. And I'm sorry I'm speeding through, but time is short, so we've got to get this through for you because this is a big deal to you. Here we go. Okay, he's talking about from his side of things to keep you going, because I think money is maybe tight for you, and I'm not going to put that to you. I don't want to go directly into your personal stuff, but he's saying
cool.
That he pardon me?
That's cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's saying we're going to help you with money. He's saying something about helping you with the money. So there's a money situation. Yeah, so it's like an employment thing or something. They're with you for sure. 48.5 to 51. Here we go. Next set. He's saying he basically loves it where he's at now. That's the paraphrasing what I believe he's saying. He's loving that he's out. He's to be out of the body. He's loving that he's out of the situation he was in. He's making it absolutely clear that he's perfect, fine. He's not as clear as like what I've gotten in some of the prior EVP tonight, but he's, once you really listen in, he's a soft-spoken man, the way he's coming across, very soft-spoken, very genteel. And he's not meaning to put his voice any louder than he needs to, because he's making it fun for me. But he definitely, I get the feeling kind of a serious, but a little bit of mirth with him. Let's see, 51 to 53. Here we go. Next set. We're almost there. Okay, this is about the future, and basically with you, he's not going to focus on his death. What he's going to focus on is your life and your future. And what he's talking about here is he's saying that he's basically saying, let's have a good time. He wants you to focus on the good time and, getting the life you want. Meaning, just like what we had with Audrey, taking risks, you need to take some risks, with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm trying to take the risks right now. And today, as I was walking along the street, and it was a beautiful day out here in Toronto today. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the message that I got all day long was lighten up a little bit. Have fun while you're studying your lines. Have fun while you're going for auditions. Don't forget to have a little fun in between. Don't take it so seriously to the point that you strangle yourself into, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where he's coming from. But he's definitely with you. And just like I said with Audrey, in your case, Tom, it's you need to be basically praying for him every day, and speak to him every day as if he's right next to you, and then listen in your mind's eye and in your ear, for him to what would he say, and he will be with you. So, there will be that connection. He is absolutely fine over there. There's absolutely all that stuff is in the past. That's not nothing, because once they pass, their body is, and once they get through from the earth plane to fully the other side, they're back to their old selves. And he's perfectly capable of everything he did before. And he's great. And he's happy. And he's just wanting to make sure that you, who are still in the classroom of life, are getting what you need. And and getting happiness at at the life you have. So exactly right. Have fun with what you're doing. When that starts happening, people notice, and then it's kind of like you create little lights here on this side of the earth, and then people get drawn to that, and that's a magnetism that's going to be good for you both. Just in your day-to-day spirit life, but not only that, but in your regular life. You're going to be having people around you because of that. But we're almost there. We've got two more to do here. So we're going to do 52.5 to 55. Here we go. Okay, I don't know what you're physically. Are you in? are you in like an apartment or house someplace right now? I mean, are you
I'm
in
a
home?
House? Yeah, I'm in a house. I'm living with my mom.
All right. Well, tell your mom, with regard to you and yourself there and her, that he's standing right beside you right now, because that's what he just said. I'm standing beside you, and that's two. There's two meanings for that. One is that he's standing beside you physically. The other is that he's always there beside you. So he's with you, more than you know. So here's the final one, and it kind of trails off. So let's see what we get. 55 to 57. Here we go. Okay, that's another nice one. It was really nice of him to say this. He is saying to you, I'm still your family. And meaning that he's still your dad, okay? And he's still the husband to your mother. He's still the family unit. So he's wanting you to, the bottom line here is he wants you to know that he's still part of your life. So you can lean on him and you can get answers back. And, you will get those answers. This man's very subtle, but he's got a strength about him. And you really need to continue what you're doing. Take the risks like you're doing, have the fun like you're doing, but you're on the right path, my friend.
I've felt a couple of visitations myself on his behalf, and he is subtle. And I felt him, when I was in the shower, cleansing myself, and him right beside me, it was very weird. Just thought of my dad. Mm-hmm. All I could feel was smell and texture my dad around me. It was pretty amazing. And then I remember, probably the same day, somebody else who was, mediumistic or gifted, mentioned, did your dad come around today? I said, yeah, he did. And I myself am as well. I'm asking only as a reflectiveness in regards to all of this. We sometimes need reflectiveness, It's like, it's like a hairdresser. You can't always cut your own hair, And you can always see as straight as you want, particularly when your emotions are involved. And those are two of the big questions that are in my life, because I love my father very deeply. I've kept a pretty quiet self myself, as the years have passed. And in regards to the career, that's really important to me and all that jazz. So I thank you very much for your reading tonight. And for the EVP, it was a really amazing and fascinating experience. And I will definitely come back to show again, and thank you very much.
Okay, and Tom, if you could send me a mail, just, you've got my Facebook out there, John Almada, JonAlmada. Let me know, and I'll make sure you get
in the chat. That would be great. Can you put it in the chat so I can copy it?
I'll put it in the chat. And who are you signed in as right now?
I'm TKL Star.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll pop that to you. And with that, we're almost out of time. I'm sorry I didn't get to all the readings out there. What I will try to do is see if we can stay on a little longer for off stream for the 404 that's out there, and the 416. I don't know if maybe those are the readings I had before, but anyway, we're going to just continue forward. And so this is Ghost Rider. 416 is on. Okay, so I'm reading that wrong. So anyway, we're almost out of time, but we've got Dominica. Is Dom stayed through? And Gerber Daisy, and loved Gerber Daisy. She always comes in. Dom, we love you. And Ghost Radio is with us. Hi, Alan. We got Giraffe Angel. Hello, Giraffe. How are you doing, sweetheart? Mother Jerry is with us as always. Good to see you. And TKL Star. And we're going to make sure that we get that out for Thomas there. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off, and then I'll try to stay on a little bit to see who we've got else out there waiting for us with their hand up. So let's go ahead and do that. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll be signing off until Sunday. And we've got a special medium coming on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So see you guys later. And Kathy, thanks for staying with me on this. And it was a good show tonight. I really enjoyed this tonight. And the night of the actor. Yeah, we
night,
had the
everybody.
Actor who showed up. And the bottom line for actors is everywhere in the world is, hey, stick with it. You need to. And we're not streaming. And so I'm going to go ahead and pop on the two. I'm going to put the 416 and the 404 on and the 949. I'm going to put everybody on all at once because I just want to have fun and just see what happens. So we've got everybody on who had their hand up and then one who didn't. So hello to everybody out there.
Hi.
Hi. Is it Aubrey?
No, this is the 404.
Can you hear me?
Oh, everybody. So we got Tom out there. We got Tom. And then we had who else?
404.
Hello?
This is Angie.
Oh, hi, Angie. And you were waiting all this time, so I just wanted to make sure you got to actually talk to us. And
so
I'm sorry about, you know, things running over. It's always tough when you're trying to read all these EVPs, and they take a long time, and I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and who was the other voice we had?
Hi.
Be Thomas.
Oh, I'm hearing, is that Audrey out there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to the other gentleman's EVP, the other actor. I thought it was neat.
Oh, yeah. So you two get to talk to each other, and you two could, you know, that was part of my madness here, is that you two can be a support system for one another. So when I connect you up with Facebook, I'm going to just point you to each other, and you two could talk acting talk. I figured that'd be a good
you
idea.
Just make Audrey your friend. Look for Audrey under John's friends. Now, what's his name again, the gentleman, the actor in Toronto?
This is
Thomas.
Yeah, how you
Thomas?
Doing?
Oh, good. So, Thomas, do you go with a T-H or T-O-M on your
T-H.
Facebook? T-H.
T-H.
Oh, okay.
Thomas? And my last name is Lily. My last name is Lily Oya, which it means stream of life, or it means just Lily Oya. But other than that, yeah, we could give each other conversations on the stresses of auditions or the.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I have a lot of casting directors and others. You know, people, a lot of talented, a lot of creative actors and musicians and all that. I have like 3,100 friends on my page. So you'll be part of it if you want to.
I'll be like 3,101.
Well, I'm at almost 3,200 now, so close, yeah.
My God.
I think I've got about 38 friends online, you know, but I've only been with Facebook for about a year and a half. But nonetheless, you know, it's I just want to say thank you very much, John, for a wonderful evening and for bringing your gifts and your warmth and your love and your kindness to, you know, everybody on the show tonight. And I know you're, you know, and it's a similar business because, you know, like I've always been, you know, It's a bit of a query that runs around in my head. Do I pick the full spiritual path, and do I, you know, try to make the entertainment of the spirituality as a part of, you know, like sort of what you're doing? Do I do something like that, or do I do the acting? But the acting thing has been calling me all my life, so I can't get rid of it. And the spirituality is going to be with me whether I like it or not.
That's the trouble. You know, it's actually it's not even so much trouble, but it's just an amazing thing. I mean, I've been a medium, you know, for I'm actually kind of in even though I've been a medium my whole life, I'm back in a training phase with it where I'm going through constantly working to improve it. And I've been you know, around I grew up with psychics and mediums on my mom's side, so you know, we're all a little bit off. But it's been kind of an interesting existence, but doing this work, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. And you're putting yourself out there. You're really hanging it on the edge when you do this, because when people come to you and they put their feelings out and they're literally handing you their hearts, and you have to take that and you look at that and then you get what spirit comes through with. And you're literally having to look at the story and go, what is coming through here? And when this stuff happens, it's pure magic. There's no other word for it.
How do you keep clean when you're doing a reading? I mean, how do you stay grounded and focused?
It's very interesting because what I do is before, you know, like right now I'm holding a shell, and I tend to hold things that have a lot of meaning to me. And if I get into a tough reading where things are not going as well, I'll just ground myself. I just throw myself in an altered state, and then I just write it out. But usually what happens is I do an invocation, a prayer before I do my work, and I call on the highest good to come through and to work with me.
Sure.
And then I call into the right people who, for example, Kathy here is my co-host. Kathy, it's really neat to know that she's there because she's watching the chat room and making sure things go for me, but she's also a great support system, and she's also one hell of a powerful spirit woman herself. She's got a lot of big emotions.
Yeah.
And so I've got some big kind of help. Yeah. But it's really this is a team effort, you know, what we do, and the work we do really connects people up. And it's about love. I mean, that's the bottom line. This is love, you know. And you're reaching out to your fellow human being and trying to help. Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You also have to have enough love to the point where you feel other people's feelings as far as energy, and that's where a lot of people read others on a natural basis.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Even empaths. You know, I'm empathic to a certain degree, and, you know, it took me years to learn how to put the right kind of protection around myself instead of, you know, intellectualizing that protection until eventually it became what I call physical. It became a physical sense of protection. I felt it around me. I could walk in crowds again. I could walk in groups again. I could walk with people again without picking up on every one of their feelings, you know, whether they were negative or positive or whatever they were. But you know, sometimes it was overwhelming, and that takes time, you know, whether, you know, you believe in protection or you don't. But, you know, I certainly believe that, you know, we can take on, you know, people's gook. You know,
it's an acquired skill, what you're talking about. I mean, I have the same thing. I'll be in public places, or I'll be out in just, you know, in the world doing what I do. And I'll touch something, and as a psychometry is one of my gifts, and I'll pick up on things, and I find myself like completely overwhelmed sometimes with some of the stuff that comes through, and you just have to kind of go turn that off. You know, it's not the time to do that. Sometimes you can't really help it. Sometimes you get spirits that come through that just won't shut the hell up. You know,
yeah.
You just kind of go, I'm not on the clock right now. You know.
Now, with that question, here's an interesting question. Now, with spirits that don't want to be quiet, I mean, usually what I do when I feel that a spirit is around me, I mean, I've gone through all kinds of things, but, you know, what I usually do is I draw protection around me. I usually draw in an archangel, and they clear the room. And I can feel whatever is around me. I can feel whatever is around me being pushed back quite far, and then I don't pick up on things much. I mean, I don't know what your method is.
My method right now is I'll explain to them. I just stop and I just say, look, I'm kind of off right now. What do you need? And it's just like if somebody stopped you on the street, you know, and kind of got into your personal space. You what are you going to do? Are you going to look at them and say, you know, go away from me? You know, you could do that, or you could look at them and say, what do you need?
I'm a little sleepy.
You know,
I'm a little tired.
Then,
into it.
Pardon me?
I was saying that sometimes you're a little sleepy, you're a little tired, you're not into it.
Oh, yeah.
I was just
My home, I have a firm rule about spirits in the house, and I use black tourmaline as a protectant, and I also use sea salt and sage. Mm-hmm. And I had a problem last year where I had some real manifestations going on in the home because I was really getting it, you know, full time into this. And what I ended up having to do was, you know, do some of that work. And I just went through another recharge with everything to make sure that I continue to have a nice, clean home that way. They do come through, believe me. and a lot of the earthbound, they just want your attention, and they don't care what they do. So you have to protect yourself. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it part of the case that when you do a lot of EVPs that you pull in a lot of earthbound sometimes? Is that more of a high level of relativity, so to speak?
Well, I get, I've always had, when I do, because I run a paranormal research team, you know, out here in Northern California, and I do tend to pull in where other people get 5, 10 EVPs, I get 60 to 100 to sometimes 300. I mean, they come to, they talk to me. And what I found is that, you know, definitely the earthbounds, they're very, I won't say self-centered, but they're definitely trying to get help. And generally what we do is we'll find the ones that want to cross, and then we explain to them how they can cross themselves. We do rescue work, that kind of thing. But it's kind of good. The word's gotten around that I'm not, like, open all the time. And so they're, you know, they'll say stuff. And when I go out on these expeditions, like I just did the Southwest tour that I just got back from, they will, you know, speak up and tell us their stories, because we're asking, and I open up to them, and then I close off. But, you know, the ITC is a whole different story when we do this instrumental transcommunication. This is, that's real spirit coming in pure from the other side. And we have helpers because we have, you guys don't realize it, you know, but the readings tonight were facilitated by, you know, Debbie Caruso and her group, you know, which we call the medium circle, a play on word, but they really do a lot to help us. And we have, you know, literally controls on the other side that are facilitating those communications. So we have very, shall we say, formal relations, if you will. They're very very tied in, and we understand each other, and we've got kind of regular times that we meet. Although tonight was an off night, not our normal night, but they did a great job, and they came through as always. And thank you, Debbie, by the way. We love you. So, you know, she does a lot for us, and Kathy was actually good friends with Debbie, you know, before she passed. So yeah, we have a very personal connection. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if y'all want to hear John, he's also on my show on Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he comes on and does readings,
Yeah, but...
It's called Kathy's Distant Echoes.
Yep. Okay. And Sunday nights, too, I do the 8 o'clock shows with... we have guests on and things like that. But, you know, what I encourage you is, you know, definitely talk amongst each other. But I sense a story here, sitting here quietly away. I believe Angie is with us still. Angie, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Sure.
What was your story tonight, my dear? Because I have a feeling there's a story with you. So what were you looking for?
Yeah, there is definitely a story with me. you're so right. I've had a pretty rough life, but the last past 3 years have been kind of what I consider excruciating. And every time I think that it can get no worse, it seems as if it gets worse. So I really was calling in to try to see what my spirit guides had to say about where my life is going and what's taking place in my life.
All right. Now, I'm just going to go into pure mediumship here on this one. And just, number one, your spirit guides have already made themselves present to you. You do know this, right? They've come through for you before. You know, you've had signs given to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, those signs that were given to you, these were physical. Was this physical signs? Did they actually move stuff? Am I getting that right?
Well,
I mean, I'm getting that they made it absolutely clear to you that some of the things you needed to be doing.
Things that needed to be done is what you said?
Yeah, things that needed to change, things that needed to be done, signs that they were
my
there.
Whole life
you were
has,
needing to,
yes.
You needed it. You were asking them for. You were asking them to make sure that they were out there for you,
and
they were there. They made their point known.
Yes, they were. I think they still are. And I was. I guess my biggest concern was my spirituality and knowing the truth as it pertains to spirituality. So I had to go through a total transformation from life heavy in religion to spirituality. And that has taken place in the last 3 years. And the transition has been very hard. And... throughout that transition, of course, because I had a background of Christianity, I totally lost all friends or, you know, everybody just kind of left. And I lost everything, basically. And now just this past week, my husband and I filed for a divorce, and now I lost my husband. So.
Well, sweet, you know, I can't tell you that it'll all be better right off the bat, but I can tell you this. I'll reveal a couple of things about myself here. I am divorced 10 years, actually 11 years now. I lost everything. I mean, I lost everything. I lost all I had was a bag and my Mustang. That was it. I walked out with that. I had a wife that was, she had a real problem with substance abuse. Let's just say that. And a couple of other real winter issues going on. But my health was completely shot when I got out of it. And I walked out with nothing. And my everything that was in my life that meant anything to me was gone. I lost my kids. I lost my wife. I lost my home. I lost everything, all of my physical stuff. You know, I was down just a few possessions. And, you know, I've built a new life completely out of the old. But what I had to do was to go, you know, and this is part of your reading is what I'm giving you, by the way, because they're telling me to tell you this story, is that I had to give up everything I had that I believed in and believed I needed. And I had to be shown that, you know, the real important thing in this whole situation was my soul. And that I was strong enough to get through that. And every time I think I've got a little tough problem now, I look back on that time and I look at that and I go, wow, I got through that. I can do this standing on my head. And that's what gets me through. And you are going through that time. This is what all human life goes through. At some point, you go through the dark night of the soul where you have to go through these horrible, transitions that just shift to everything you ever thought you believed. And you reach this point where you have to dig deep. You got to dig really deep. This is for the two actors, by the way, and this is also part of your readings, is that you have to dig deep to reach down, really way down deep, and pull in what you know is your priority, what you have to change. Now, you know, the answer is in front of you, believe it or not. You know, I mean, Angie, it's there. You know, it's just that you have yet to see the corner where the corner turns, but it is there for you. They are there with you. Your family, who has passed it also, just like the other two that I read tonight, are with you. You just need to keep the faith. You know, despite the fact that you quote lost your husband per se, that doesn't mean that that's the end all be all of your life, because that's going to get better. It right now what you have in front of you, you know, you've got a year of solid work in front of you, but it's work that's from the bottom point. What you see as the bottom, it's all up from here. So you really have just look at this point right now, and my challenge to you is to write down everything you are having happen right now, because I wish I had done that when I went through my low point, and write that down right now, because what you are going to want to do is put that up on a piece of frame it, write it on a single piece of paper, frame that bloody thing, and then have that to look at, because I swear to God, in 5 years, you know, you're going to have to call me up and look me up, because I'll still be doing this work. And you're going to come back to me and you're going to go, wow, you were so right. Okay. Because this, you are going to find a new life, and it's being paved for you. This part of it is this part that we in this, you know, with the spirit, you know, going through, you know, the fact that we are human beings, when we go through these kinds of transitions, this is when we do the most soul growth. And you are growing. You are growing in leaps and bounds. And so, you know, I felt, you know, when you talked and I could hear in your voice, I knew there was something serious going on with you. And, you know, but this is a good thing. And what you're doing with the, you know, you were talking about the Christian religion. Not all Christian religions are the same. They're not all cut off the same deal. But, you know, and it's funny because, I mean, I went through it. I went from Catholicism to a whole different set of, you know, belief systems, and I've kind of come full circle where I'm kind of in the middle on all of it now. I really don't throw a label on myself, but I have a strong belief in God. I do believe Jesus did walk among us. I do believe in a lot of different things, but I also, you know, believe that there are other religions have equal validity, because God has many paths to one place. So you brought up the religion aspect. Your friendships, when you talked about the friendships too, that was a big thing to, you know, when you said that, because again, this is part of the dark night of the soul stuff. When you reach down inside and you realize that you have to get up every morning with yourself and be your own best friend and love yourself, that's the next big step for you. And that's what I do sense very strongly in what they're telling you is to say to you is that you need to love yourself. And, and that's a big, big thing. So when you reach that point where you give yourself permission to be imperfect, you give yourself permission to be wrong, you give yourself all these different permissions to be this imperfect, stumbling human being, which you are, as I am, and as Kathy is, and, you know, and Tom, you know, and Audrey. You know, we all go through these things. So you are going to do just fine, though. You know, when you hit that point where you look at it and you say, it's okay. To hell with it. What's tomorrow going to bring? And you don't know what's going to happen, and that's okay with you. You're going to get, you're going to turn the corner. So just remember this talk, because it's a big thing for you. I wish that I had had somebody tell me these things when I went through my dark night, but I had to do it by myself. And, you know, and I got through. But what you have right here in front of you is just some really good stuff.
It's okay. I was wanting to know also, because I am an aspiring television talk show host, and
uh-huh.
I've been working with a production company out in Los Angeles for several months now.
Oh my God! What is this? All these actors and television people tonight.
LA, Toronto, New York, London, all that jazz.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was hoping to know if my spirit guides had anything to say about my career.
Okay, this is definitely actor and career night and counseling night here at Gulfstream. And now the three of you are, there was a reason I hooked all three of you up together, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing here. So, and you're in L.A. right now too also?
No, actually I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're at Atlanta. Okay, so so the three of you are all in similar type careers, and now you all have been bonded here on the show. But just a major point here, major hint here on Facebook that you can all talk amongst each other about this crazy night that we have. But what I sense with you on the career aspect, now you're working in this career right now, right? You've got you're doing the television work right now?
No, I'm not. I have been working with a production company who's actually pitching the idea to different networks.
Okay, so you are getting paid. You walk in there, you do your job, and you're doing stuff with them. And
no, nothing. A contract has not been signed. No.
Okay, so what are you doing right now? I mean, is it just you're basically working your soul and your guts out for this thing to try to make it fly, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm doing like blog talk shows weekly. In the meantime, while I wait.
I don't think, I think that this is a training session for you for the real deal, because I don't think this one, just to be blunt, I don't think it's going to fly the way they want. But what I do feel is this is going to get you the connections you need. So what you need to do is, look at the, I just don't feel like it's quite right. I don't know. I feel like there's some conflict with it. That's just the instinct that's coming through here. But what is happening is the right people are being put together for something that's coming in the future, and I think it's 6 to 8 months. So, you're going to have to probably do a few things you don't like doing, and like I was talking about Dark Night of the Soul stuff with the feelings and all the other things. But what I do feel is this is your shot at getting a clean slate, and you've got these professional connections that you can use. There's also some past professional connection that you have that is going to figure in this importantly. So, what I would do is do an inventory of everybody that you have in your professional life right now or that you want to be associated with, and, get that set down and look at your priorities of where you want to go with it. But, this current project, I don't know. I just get a funny vibe with it. I feel like it's going to be put on hold and then restarted. And something doesn't ring right, and I don't know why, and I don't know who it is or what it is, but it just didn't feel very good. It's like the timing's off, and somebody is dragging their feet. That I feel is real strong, the dragging the feet. That would be the word, dragging the feet. Somebody's dragging the feet on this. No, so, give it, don't give up. That's the thing. Like, I was talking, you know, before with Audrey was, you know, about, you know, don't, when you hit those rough points, just never, you know, what was that from that Galaxy Quest was a movie, a science fiction show. Galaxy Quest was never give up, never surrender. You know, Tim Allen was saying that. That's what you, all three of you guys need. You know, don't give up, never give up. Just keep getting up and take the punches and roll with them. And you especially, that's a big deal with you because you've been feeling beaten down by it more than the other two. You know, you feel like you've really been getting, you know, and you've been hit. And you've been, and the fact you're here talking to me tonight and still holding out hope is like, you're cool.
Do you mind if I add something?
Hello?
Is it okay if I add something?
Yeah,
I was going to say something that I think is really quite beautiful and appropriate. And that is that, you know, when I've gone through my so-called dark night of the soul, is that we are all brought, usually it happens very often in midlife, to spiritual people and to talented people or to artistic people or to any people for that matter. But the thing is that we are brought to the doorstep of our soul, usually through pain or suffering or loss or humiliation or lies or deception or manipulation or whatever it is, whatever victimization we think we've, you know, suffered. The truth is that, you know, we're brought certain qualities. Why do we hunger for certain qualities? You know, we hunger for kindness, compassion, empathy, love, warmth, nurturing, honesty, sincerity, authenticity. And these things are calling to us. And the truth is, it's asking us to reformulate how we see ourselves, you know, that we need to make an ultimate commitment to becoming what we is, what we want to find and seek in our lives. You know, we want to find authenticity. So, you know, if you're an actor, you want to find a great role that, you know, resonates true, but it's beyond that, you know. And, you know, the thing is that when you're brought to the doorstep of your soul asks, every person the same question, do you mind if I take over? And it's a real alchemy in letting the soul take over. And the soul will change everything. You will lose some friends. You will gain some friends. Doors will shut. Other doors will open. And,
exactly.
You know, this is very true. I've experienced this very profoundly in my life. And this is very deep and very beautiful. And when I hear coming from you that you've gone through being brought up to the doorstep of your soul is simply asking you, can I take over? And I say yes. Because so many times we stabilize, we ground ourselves, and then we go right back to the same kind of victimizers or the same kind of herders, the same kind of people that we think are cool or hip or strong or whatever we associate with being powerful or you know, up and coming. You know, so the difference is we need to align with, you know, those basic needs. God put inside of us the answer to almost every human relationship into our DNA, and it only strikes off when all our nerves are hit and our pain is flailing at our fingertips. And we say, well, I want kindness. Why do I want kindness? Because kindness is a consistent thing within a human personality that we would want. Compassion, empathy, warmth, nurturing, sincerity. I'm not saying that you people lack these things, but the difference is, have you made a commitment to saying that I deserve these things? And it's a real transformation of what I call true self-esteem, which is not about what John thinks about you, what Greg thinks about you, what Mike thinks about you, whether you're sexy or hot or smart or funny or whatever. It's how you feel that you are truly deserving of that. I totally deserve that. And I'm not saying that you don't think that you think that about yourself, but I'm saying it takes you deeper. It takes you so deep that it hurts. And it shakes you right to your bone marrow. And you cannot know your own truth until your marrow has been shaken. And you know what? Your marrow has been kind of shaken. Divorces will do that. And big breakups will do that. And all that stuff will do that. The truth is, you're being cleaned. You're being prepped. You're being nurtured. And you can't see it right now, but the truth is, it is such an insane blessing in such a weird way. You can't see it until you know it later, and it's almost dirty for me to say that it's a blessing right now to you, and I understand that. And I just want to say that, and I want to back off, and I want to just say my piece because I thought it was important.
No, that was beautifully put, Thomas. Thank you.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. You know, and he's got the potential as, you know, I suspect there's mediumship quality in that man.
I do.
Can you
guys
go ahead.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. As I was listening to Angie when she first started speaking, and then John's interpretation of it when he put his mediumship on it. You know, Angie, I wanted to let you know, up until a month ago, the last 3 years of my life, it was almost like listening to a carbon ditto copy of what you've been through for myself. I mean, to the point of near homelessness. Before I got my big break with a major national television network where we're going to have 200 episodes, I'm under contract. I cannot say who it is, but you will see me on television, okay? In February, we start shooting 200 episodes. This is a pilot that we shot in Amsterdam that's getting picked up. It took me hundreds, to the point of nearly collapse. Nearly the tread off my, you know, tires. I had lost everything. I'd been living with a roommate, barely surviving, going to food banks, getting extra food, canned goods from, you know, friends on my doorstep. It was the worst 3 years of my life. I had moved 5 times to the point of my body almost gave out. In a period of 5 months, I moved 5 times. So if I can offer you any inspiration, and you know what? All that pain that I went through, it's like, wow. Yeah, I made it. Yes, I'm strong as iron. But it's worth it. It's worth it. As to where I am now and how I feel now, it was worth it. But at the time I was in it, I felt like, I was just, you know, like you said, does it get any worse? And then it kept getting worse and kept getting worse. And then just, you know, and I just kept praying and I just kept lighting my candles and I kept calling people like John, you know, the Blog Talk Radio people. And it just, every little bit, just I clung to every little bit that, like it says in the Bible, and I'm not a Christian, I'm very metaphysical, but that faith of a mustard seed, that's all it takes. If you got that mustard seed, you will make it, Angie.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was what tonight was all about here. I mean, don't you guys find it interesting that we would have three people in media, in acting, and you know, all pull together, and then here we are, you know, all talking at the end of the show, off stream. And, you know, all this comes about, you know, and basically, you know, the first two of you know, Audrey and Thomas, I mean, powerful readings, but, you know, that was all the gateway to help this person in need, you know, and you know, Angie, I mean, you really have a lot more going for you. I mean, you know, Thomas was dead on, you know, this is, you know, shaking you to your bones to clear away all the stuff so that the real work can begin. So, you know, the television work, the production work that you want to do and all that is ahead of you. And your guides are very powerful. You have a very rich would I be correct that you have, like, a psychic ability? Do you tend to be very sensitive?
Yes.
Okay. Then, I kind of got that sense about you. And you're very open. Matter of fact, you pick up a lot of other people's stuff, and you know you're having some trouble with that, and that's kind of the sense I get of it. Because you're really you're very shy in some ways, and that's because you're kind of being bombarded. Would I be correct on that too?
If you can elaborate just a little bit more.
Well, what I'm getting is that you're picking up on a lot of people's stuff, and I get the feeling it's almost empathetic, or you're just very you're overwhelmed by it. That would be the word. I feel like you're just tired of the whole thing, And you really would do well, you know, just my advice to you is to find a local metaphysical group that's really ethical and someone who would be a good teacher for you in that to help you learn how to handle these abilities, because these can be tough. And it's funny because a lot of people that are in this work tend to have mediumistic and psychic ability. They tend to be very empathetic, and they tend to pull in other people's emotions, and they become their own, and that makes great actors. It also makes a great screwed-up soul. What you need is you need to have the ability to close it off, you know, and to be able to shut that down so that you can focus on what you need and have your peace. And then that will help you focus, because we human beings, we have all these senses, you know, five, or some people say eight senses if you get into kinesthetic senses. But, you know, the ability to close this off and allow your mind to focus on what the subconscious is trying to tell you. And that'll help you get some clarity. And that's what the thing I desperately see with you is clarity. You need clarity. All this stuff is coming at you. You're being bombarded. And your spirit's friends are talking about this. They're just saying, get in a place where you can kind of get everybody out of the way so you can just figure this crap out. You know?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please, could I? I'm just curious, and y'all don't have to answer. Just answer truthfully. You know, if you don't feel it, that's fine. But since y'all three are up here, do y'all feel like y'all could trust each other?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't y'all get a group together? Like, you know, I don't know, Starving Artists, you know, support group or something. I don't know. You know, on Facebook, and just start it. Guarantee y'all have a lot there to be a big support.
What if I start off? How about if I start off ridiculous people, and then start it from there? And ridiculous people, artists, because you know artists are ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, because we are ridiculous. I just figure we're ridiculous. We see ourselves as you know all kinds of fancy pants in all kinds of ways, but the truth is that we're all kind of ridiculous. But, you know, I think that, you know, one thing that I think artists are looking for is nudity. And they're looking for places where they can be nude. And I don't mean
that
literally.
Well, we all are. We all look for nudity in what we believe in and, you know, what we work and try to get
to. Yeah, we want authenticity. We want sincerity. And, you know, I mean, tonight we went through a night of, you know, a lot of garbled, strange, bizarre messages, you know, in the EVPs. And I was listening, but, you know, I wasn't fully tuned in on that respect. I was allowing. And I think that there's a lot of things that have to, you know, be worded in regards to the word to allowance. I'm going on my tangent now. I'm going to finish it. And we need to sometimes allow a breakup to become a breakup. We have to allow ourselves to be in pain. It's not shame to be in pain, but we want to bring sometimes just an observational ability to our pain, because we intellectualize it, we analyze it, and, you know, in psychology they call ruminating, over-rationalizing it over and over and over and over again. When you start to do that in regards to whatever pain you're going through, just bring observation to the fact of your ruminating, meaning you're analyzing, but don't analyze it. The observation is not to analyze. It's only to observe, in a sense, you know, as Eckhart Tolle once talked about, and I'm paraphrasing, the pain body. We carry around a pain body in how we deal with things. And when we observe this pain body, very often our pain diminishes because we add so many other things onto it. You know, we add all kinds of little clusters and latches onto this pain body, whether it's, you know, the coupon that didn't work out at the grocery store, or it's the guy that said no to us, you know, in the elevator. I'm not going to press that button. What a jerk, you know? I mean, it happens in a million different ways. But we have to learn how to bring observation to our own sense of awareness, the way that we, not the way that we think. We have to go beyond the way that we think and bring observation to our thinking. And we can release a lot of stress and a lot of BS that goes on in our lives if we bring observation to our thinking without judgment. And we just observe, because that's how we develop intuitiveness. And that's how your intuitiveness as an actor
your intuitiveness as an actor and the intuitiveness of the people that we're talking about, that's how mine has strengthened. And I've been getting this message over and over again. I'll be playing iTunes, and I have this damn lecture on there by Eckhart Tolle. I'll be listening to, you know, something angry. You know, I'll be listening to Evanescence. And I'll be listening to a song, you know, Call Me When You're Sober. And I'm thinking, oh, rocking tune. And I'm listening to it. And all of a sudden, they'll cut out for no reason. And it'll go into exactly the same thing that I was talking about over and over again. You know, or it'll talk about the principles about learning how to, you know, create a more peaceful mind. This is a real transition. A lot of us don't want to give into a peaceful mind because we think the heroine of our system is the drama. And when we learn to bring observation to our drama, just to observe our drama, not to analyze it, but simply to feel it without analyzing it, and we step back and go, and we sort of breathe it out, then we start to bring greater clarity into our life because we allow spirit to start working through us and start cleansing it out of our system. And sometimes it hurts. It's like soap. It's pushing out dirt in our body. And we've gotten used to the dirt, and we feel safe with the dirt around our body, sort of the way people would make themselves fat and feel safe, you know?
Yeah,
it's a similar thing going on. I hope it makes sense, and I'll leave it at that.
You know, one thing I'm going to point out before we go any further is, Blog Talk has a way when we run on the when we run over like this. So, you know, if we get cut off automatically, just remember Facebook because, you know, that we can all stay in contact and you guys can, you know, definitely get together and use me, John, J-O-N, Almada, A-L-M-A-D-A, and I'll kind of link you guys together if, you know, we'll make sure this group stays together because you get, you know, Kathy's right on the money that you guys need to work together. And the other thing is that, Tom brought up about the pain. And pain, the human body has a pain-pleasure response system. That's basically how we operate. We operate, at a very primitive level, pain and pleasure. And when pain is happening like that, he's exactly right because, we also have this mental construct we throw on top of everything. And when you start personalizing all of the pain that you're going through and then you externalize it and you start adding on all these other little things, you get a real fog with this. But, and that's what I was saying to Angie was talking about, you know, getting that all cleared away and have a place where you can go where you can just kind of sort it all out, have some peace. And the natural state of the human mind is really what it desires most of all is peace and some place to kind of relax a little and just give it a chance to find out and look within yourself and say, well, what's coming? What do I want to do next? You know, and let your soul do the talking. And that's, I think, a paraphrase some of what he's saying. So,
we're actually quite gentle beings. We're actually quite gentle beings. We're actually quite gentle beings, but we become really friggin' angry when we can't be gentle. You know? I mean,
yeah.
I know that's a part of my frustration. I want to be kind. I want to be gentle. I want to be loving. And other people don't get on that same page. And that's a control issue of mine. And I have to deal with it. You know. But anyways, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. And what were you ladies trying to say? One of you was talking.
Me.
And
it was me.
Sorry. Forgive me.
No, what I wanted to say was just that we all have to go through on a spiritual level, like paths. And on that path, we end up where we meet people, and they serve their purpose. We serve our purpose with them. And our best thing, no matter how bad it turns, is just wish them well to follow their own path, but leave my path alone because I'm going a separate way and have a good life, but not with me. And they serve the purpose as well. But if you stay with them, there's a such thing as just having them just beat you down.
Yep.
You're growing. You can't grow as long as you stay with others that are holding you back. So with your divorce and all, I'm sorry for your loss in that regard, but it was probably a blessing in disguise in the long run. But my name now on Facebook, after that crappy thing, is Kathy Bradshaw, if y'all want to look me up. I'm glad to have
Kathy with the C or K?
She's not even crappy for a second.
See? Say what? You're in a hold, God.
Kathy, not even crappy for
Kathy.
A second.
It's Kathy with a C. And Kathy Bradshaw.
C-A-T-H-I-E.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you feeling better there, Angie?
No.
You're trying. You're feeling it. Just know this much. If there's anything you don't, if you get anything out of this tonight, know that you're among people who've all walked the same path you have. And
okay.
that we're all standing beside you, basically. So you're not alone. Yeah. And if you, yeah, so when you do feel like you're alone, you're not. And you're, and the psychic stuff, I really do strongly urge you to get around somebody in a spiritual, probably a ladies group who do some of this kind of work. And they'll teach you something to help you with this, because I do feel you're a bit open, but I think that you can learn to control that. And I also think that just having that strong support group with you that you can just talk with and open up to is going to be really helpful for you, because you do need that, you know, very much so.
There's a beautiful book by Daphne King. Her last name is Kingma, K-I-N-G-M-A. And I got this right before as things were starting 3 years ago to go to hell in a handbasket for me at the time, at least. That's how I felt. You know, it was just one bad thing after another. And this book was by Daphne Kingma, K-I-N-G-M-A. She is also on Google. You can Google her. She has a book called Loving You. It's called Loving You. And it's all about loving yourself and putting you number one.
Okay. I'm going to look that up for sure.
Got that written down myself, so I'm going to check that out on Kindle.
She has a couple books. She has one called Finding True Love, Finding Love, and, you know, all about, you know how people tell you to make all these lists and all that, and that's not what she believes. Throw out all that, you know, out the door. It's like, God brings you what you need. It's a cool book. She's very spiritual too. She's got awards, and she's on the Google, Daphne Kingma Rose or Rose Kingma. The last name is Kingma, K-I-N-G-M-A, D-A-P-H-N-E Rose Kingma. She's got three books, and it's about love, finding yourself, your own love, and then a love, you know, with your future love, you know, when you're ready for somebody is higher vibration.
Okay.
Well, I think you guys are going to make a Facebook group, even if it's a private one where you guys have members only kind of thing. I think you guys need to get together and set that up, because I think that's going to be great to have all of you kind of support one another. And this night was no accident, that's for sure.
No, I don't feel it either.
Yeah, I mean, to have this, I've never had this happen where it was like an alignment of the stars or something. All of you in this business together on one night. Man, I'm still scratching my head. I'm gonna be having some coffee here after I get done with this. Going, whoa, what happened?
It was synchronistic, very synchronistic law of attraction. Yeah, you know, the works.
Yep.
And I don't
absolutely
believe in coincidences. So this
no,
was great. Thank you, ladies, so much. And we lost Thomas. I think he's on Skype, so he probably got dropped. So.
Yep. Well,
thank you both, Kathy and John and Angie, and just, you know, for sharing.
Y'all are some great people. Y'all are. And anytime you need me or John, we're over there on Facebook.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Just friend both of us, and then we'll stay in touch with all you guys. I'm going to make a note of this one, and I'm writing a book about some of these experiences. So I'm definitely going to remember tonight. This was so unique.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Angie, I just want to make sure you're okay, huh?
I definitely think I'll be okay.
Journaling helps too. Journaling your feelings out, and anger and tears and all that. Even if it's, you know, letters to your God, angel, supreme being, whatever you believe. To say, even if you're mad, because I had to. That's what I had to do. You know, I always thought to myself, why? Why am I going through? You know, I kind of had a pity party about it for a while, but oh well, we all have to feel our pain. We have to feel it in order to move through it.
Okay.
I beat the hell out of a dead tree. I took another stick and I went out there and I cussed. I said some things that were so unbelievably foul, and I got it all out of my system, and I was like, I felt a whole lot better. That was when I was at the worst of it. I just went out there and went, you dirty rotten. I was just banging this dead tree. And man, it felt great. But it's a male thing, you know. I don't know.
And Angie, there's also a great DVD that would help you, too. That, if you know the guy, Neil Donald Walsh, I met him once and I saw his movie. I went to his opening of Conversations with God. If you can rent that DVD, Conversations with God.
I've watched it several times.
Okay, then you already know him, what he's been through.
And
because
I saw
his movie before I went through this. I saw his movie 6 years ago, not knowing what was ahead for me. You know, I mean, I didn't have to eat out of a garbage can, but, you know, I was near homeless, and it was the worst 3 years ever, and I just love that man's, I just have so much compassion for people, you know, that go through it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I say goodnight to everybody because it's getting late over here on the East Coast. It's almost 3:30, so.
Yeah. Okay,
you guys,
let me see. But what we'll stay in touch, everybody, and you know. So this show was really extra special tonight, and I'm really glad that I did hold to Kathy. There was a reason I did Saturday night, so this is it. But just to all you ladies, and to you know, Thomas, now that he's gone, but he's in spirit with us. Just thank you so much for being part of this tonight. This was real special.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all.
Okay.
Oh,
God
bless
y'all, too.
It was
so nice meeting y'all.
You too.
Okay.
Nice meeting y'all. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Okay. Can I ask Kathy, have a great night. Thanks for co-hosting.
You too, my John. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Okay, bye now. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, an extra special extended version here, and we have had just an extraordinary night. Tonight, and with what I think is going to be one of our banner shows. I'm going to feature this one because it's just so special.
Cool.
What happened tonight was just not the usual show. I mean, you're right, Kathy. I mean, it's just, wow.
I agree.
Yeah,
it really was strange, but it was a good strange.
Yeah, it's that's the kind of thing, this is the kind of thing you want to write about. This is like a standout, so. I'm going to be bringing this one up for a while, but I'm going to keep the paper I've got here with everything written down because
cool.
I think these three people are going to be, I think that we created something tonight, to be honest. I think that's what really happened here.
Have you sent Quinny her recordings yet?
I am going to send her, now that I've got this one, these ones to send out, I'll send that one out, too, in the morning. So I've got that. I'm going to definitely do that because I've got those sitting on this computer, and I'm right in front of me. So, but we will do that. And I love you, too.
I love you, too. Sweet dreams.
Okay. Get some sleep, my dear.
Bye. You, too. Bye.
Okay. See you later. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off one more time. And what a show it was. So talk to you guys later. We're going to see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And we'll be having a special guest on. So see you guys later. And bye now. Get some sleep, everybody. You need it. See you. Bye now.